the bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
There's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
For the past 17 months, I've traveled across this nation and met the amazing people of our country. Their hopes have become my hopes, and their dreams have become my dreams. This is not just a campaign, it's a movement. It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to take our government back from the donors and the special interests and return the power to you, the American people. 15 days ago, I proposed my contract with the American voter and a 100-day action plan to bring real change to Washington. We need change so badly. If we win on November 8th and elect a Republican House and Senate, we can finally deliver the change the American people deserve. My contract includes a plan to create 25 million new jobs. We will cut taxes on the middle-class Americans by 35%, and we will repeal and replace the total disaster known as Obamacare. It doesn't work. We will also immediately fix our terrible trade deals and stop the jobs from leaving our country. My contract includes a pledge to end illegal immigration and end it rapidly, cancel federal funding for sanctuary cities, and suspend the admission of Syrian refugees into our country. They're coming in by the thousands, and Hillary Clinton wants to increase that by 600%. We will rebuild our badly depleted military and take care of our great, great veterans. We will give every parent in America the right to send their kids to the school of their choice, including millions of low-income African-American and Hispanic children who have been failed so long, for generations, in fact, by the Democratic politicians like Hillary Clinton. They just haven't been able to do the job. They've treated African-Americans and Hispanics horribly in so many ways. We will undertake a national effort to reduce crime and poverty and bring jobs and safety to our inner cities, finally, at last. We will restore the Constitution and nominate Supreme Court justices who will do the same. At the center of my contract is my plan to end government corruption. Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person ever to seek the presidency of the United States. And if she were to win, it would create a constitutional crisis like no other. She is under multiple federal investigations, has committed many crimes, including perjury, and she is now facing the prospect of a federal indictment. It's time to close the history books on the Clintons and to open a bright new chapter focused on the great citizens of our country. I'm asking for your vote and your help in electing a Republican majority in Congress so that we can finally change this broken system and make America great again. And when I say great, I mean great for everyone.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's here. I tell you, to say that you could cut the tension in the air with a knife is a cliche, but it's absolutely true. I have never felt such suspense in my life. Quite frankly, not even when I was about to see my wife have our first child. This is the only thing I can describe it like. And the reason this is even more important than that is all of my children's lives are on the line now. Our entire future, our culture, our world. It couldn't be bigger. The parallels, the stamina of Trump. No one's ever shown anything like this. Not a 25-guy, you know, a 25-year-old special forces soldier. The will. The fact that he's taken so many attacks, the fact that he's so honorable, the fact that he hasn't wavered or faltered. And you know a man by his enemies. The enemies of Donald Trump are legion. The communist Chinese president has lectured the American people as they prepare to take over all six Hollywood studios. That's official. In fact, the Chinese government is making fun of folks today and saying this is just the way it is. Learn to be dominated. We have been sold out. We have been absolutely turned over. And as Trump has said over and over again, this is America's last chance. This is America's last stand without probably a violent revolution, which we don't want to have, to try to turn this thing around. This is such an epic time to be alive. Trump has already won the election. Whether they steal it from him, whether he wins in a landslide, the evidence shows that's where it's going. Because he has introduced Americanism, not globalism, to the world. He has brought out 1776 worldwide, Americanism, not globalism. He has brought forward the private Federal Reserve, the big mega banks that are tax exempt, and set up trade deals to make us poor and consolidate wealth. He has exposed the secret that they don't want a middle class and that it's by design. And now the WikiLeaks come out with them saying they want to make us poor, keep us in the dark, keep us dumb, under their control. They want to destroy healthcare with Obamacare, to then have foreign multinationals come in and rip you off even worse. It's all so cold-blooded. People keep saying Assange was supposed to release stuff that would destroy Hillary. It has destroyed her. The mainstream media is just propping up the facade. Obama's been caught telling the federal government, Congress, the FBI, the world, that he was never talking to Hillary in secret emails. In fact, he didn't even know about secret emails. It turns out they were engaging in thousands of emails between each other, and they said in the new WikiLeaks 2 weeks ago, so data dump 27 or something? We're up to 50 now? Just on Podesta? One guy in their system? It's this corrupt? Where they're saying, we got to cover this up. POTUS has been using another server and his own secret email. They all do it. The first window into this was the head of the EPA. Remember 5 years ago, she had to step down because she got caught with a fake server, fake name, double set of books. This is so huge. And Trump has won by making it okay to stand up to the bullies of political correctness that want to shut down free speech. Trump has won because he's helped put the nail in the coffin, the final straw on the camel's back of MSM. Wall Street Journal and others reported last week that revenue in the third quarter for MSM newspapers is down 97.5%. That is supposedly one of your best quarters normally. That is total and complete free fall cardiac arrest, dead on the table. We knew the dinosaur media was on its last legs. You can stick a fork in it now. We're kicking off a 52-hour global transmission right now at Infowars.com/show. Our affiliates pick up the 4-hour daytime radio show, Infowars Live, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have the nightly news every night, 7 o'clock Central. I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., with an abbreviated live broadcast. We broadcast Saturday. We did a special show. This is obviously so important, so historical. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. In the next 52 hours, and quite frankly, we're going to go past that. But from now until 3 p.m. on Wednesday, we're going to be live. Except for like at 2 or 3, 4 in the morning, we're going to air some documentaries and special reports that are really powerful. But we're going to be here with a live feed going out, transmission, unscripted, teleprompter-free, telling the truth with a huge raft of incredible guests, some of which we never had on the show, that are going to be here in studio. Roger Stone's going to get here tonight. He's having to stay in D.C. over Supreme Court with their cases of, quote, voter intimidation, trying to have basic exit polls, which is totally legal and lawful under State Department guidelines. That looks like it's going to the Supreme Court because he just won in federal court at the highest level below the Supreme Court. But he's going to be here by tomorrow with us during the live 52-hour broadcast. And you're part of overthrowing the mainstream media and further showing how pathetic they are. Guess how many views? And this isn't about InfoWars. It's about just how they're such a joke. They say in the New York Times, it's Trump's last stand. He's a big loser. CNN keeps saying he's going to lose. Hillary's already measuring the drapes. You know, he's way behind as they sample 9 to 46 points more. The low is 9. The high is 50. I've actually seen 50% before, but 46 is usually as high as they go. And guess who does it? CNN. 46% more people in 3 polls they've done after debates where they sample 40-plus percent more Democrats and then say Hillary's winning by 68. She should be winning by 90-something at that. I mean, this is crazy, folks, how rigged it is. And even with rigged polls, with 9, 12, 14, 20 points in the battlegrounds, he's 2, 5, 6, 8, 10 points ahead. This is a tsunami against globalism, a total referendum. So even if they steal it, we have all the WikiLeaks, how they rig the polls, how they give the questions beforehand to CNN, how the White House runs CNN, how the White House tells Wolf Blitzer what to do in the interview, how Stephanopoulos is told what to do before an interview. Of course he is. He's the former Clinton chief of staff. I don't need WikiLeaks to know this. And please, Stephanopoulos, get out of the country. Look, whether you steal it from Trump or not, we all hate you. You have no ratings. Please, you un-American piece of trash, move to North Korea with that piece of filth. George Soros, Anthony Gucciardi's here because they were showing me the numbers, he and Tim Frugier, and I just said, just come on air and talk about this. And it's not to brag, but it's what I was getting at. It's what I was getting at because InfoWars is just one of dozens of now large organizations fighting the New World Order. We're rated by the top web rating agencies out there, 172 on the World Wide Web. That's bigger than the Wall Street Journal, bigger than CNN, bigger than all these garbage trucks. And by the way, CNN does stuff like every day take their whole catalog of five-year-old stories and repost it digitally to lie in the search engines and repush. And they've got fake Twitter followers, fake Facebook. We have none of that. We don't do any of that.
Well, CNN has hundreds of millions of dollars of funding, too, from, you know, drug companies and so on and so forth.
That's right. Let's turn his mic up. I can barely hear him.
But so check this out. Infowars.com. You know, you talk about, we could sit up here all day. We could talk about WikiLeaks. We could talk about whatever. We could talk about them giving the debate questions to Hillary ahead of time. Just talk about how the media, the so-called establishment,
they're
media,
rigging everything, but they won't rig the election as the president comes out and says, let illegals vote.
Okay, but we could say that they're dying, right? We could talk about their transmogrification of reality, how they just skew everything and make it seem like they're so big. But nothing really does it like actual hard numbers, okay? And Quantcast, which is one of the most reputable ranking websites in the world, here's the funny part. These numbers that we're about to talk about, these are still behind. They don't even totally match our Google Analytics for InfoWars, okay? So the Google Analytics, which is the like back-end systems that totally track the real-time numbers, are higher than this. But now we can see, because Alexa is kind of a joke now.
They 2 years ago, they delisted every conservative and libertarian site by 80%.
Right.
And then they boosted by 80% all the others in total fraud.
Right. But check
this out. That's Bezos, though, who's a top Democrat.
Amazon bought it, right? So InfoWars, now 172, rank 172 in the United States. That means of all the billions of websites in the world, you can imagine all of them out there, InfoWars is 172. The 172nd.
And InfoWars, quite frankly, we know from Google, is only about 20% or 25% of our traffic. It's all our other platforms. My God, that's why even the New York Times now and the Washington Post said, oh no, there's nothing as big as Alex Jones. Well, there is. It's called DrudgeReport.com. Bigger than all Facebook traffic, not just news, and the New York Times combined. And let's talk about DrudgeReport.com. DrudgeReport.com, you know, two people, Drudge and you know, one great fellow that helps him, working 18 hours a day because they have passion, never compromising, is really what helped blow the door open for Trump, for InfoWars. We would already be huge, but let's give the credit. In the revolution against the New World Order, the number one most valuable player isn't Nigel Farage, it isn't Donald Trump, it isn't Alex Jones, it's Matt Drudge. And Matt doesn't want that credit. You're getting it. Yeah. You showed up first. You did it the longest. You broke through the big stories. You broke the mainstream media's control. You did it. So there you go.
And again,
Trump's already won. I don't care if they steal it. It doesn't matter. Let them steal it. I've looked at it. That's even better. Okay. Now, because let me tell you, they're going to sabotage Trump. They're going to attack from every angle. They're going to plunge the economy like they're doing with Brexit. It's going to be a hard fight. they're dumb enough to steal this thing with that ailing witch and stick her up there, woo, baby, throw me in that briar patch. I mean, we've got their whole narrative down. I got it from inside intel, and it's all coming out. The alt-right's totally discredited now after Hillary even took Texas. This is the script they're writing if they're dumb enough to pull it. It even took Utah. Why, in Georgia, my God, everyone loves, the Republican Party has fallen. And their own leadership will say, yes, we're over, because they're Democratic operatives. You got Paul Ryan in the emails behind the scenes with Supreme Court justice crap with Hillary. I mean, they're going to sit there and act like we've all been discredited when the mainstream media is gone, 97%+ drop in revenue, all going bankrupt, everyone hates you, we're exploding, everyone hates you. Everybody loves us, everybody hates you. Oh, there it is, Florida shock, Drudge. Trump outperforms Romney by 130,000 in early voting. Oh, that was the thing. New York Times, we'll skip the break. New York Times, CNN, all of them running around over and over again, Anthony, saying she's going to win in early voting in places like Florida. And then when it came in, even though they were stuffing and they've been caught stuffing, Trump's way ahead. They are in crap your pants. That's why she's suddenly in all these blue states. They claim she has firmly. She does not have Pennsylvania firmly. She does not have New York firmly. Internal Trump polling, they don't want out. I'll just tell you, in real polls, have shown him the entire time 30 points ahead of her in New York. Here's the problem. There aren't hardly any Republicans registered. The Democrats run it all. So it's like, but he's the son of New York. Obviously, they want him. So it's crazy. He's going to take New York, people. He's going to take everything. But they've never wanted this out because they don't want to discourage people from going and voting, thinking it's in the bag, because they're going to try to steal it. But they're dealing with mega tsunami. Look, Hillary gets a crowd of 300 people when LeBron James comes and they've advertised for a week. Trump shows up somewhere and 10,000 show up in small towns. Again, we just showed you the Comcast numbers. And quite frankly, they don't track everything. So they show us in 170-something of the World Wide Web. Anthony, go over this. It's not about bragging about InfoWars.
Yeah.
Okay? It's about people understanding what jokes they are. I mean, they're the big ivory towers owned by the Mexican kingpins and owned by the Chinese. And again, people say, oh, do you like Chinese? The Chinese government that killed 80+ million of its own people, that has mobile execution vans, that announced they're buying all six Hollywood. I mean, that's official. I mean, I was already told when I was in Hollywood, 10 years ago, going out there.
Forgetting the Martian.
I was already told, oh, my God, the Chinese are buying everything. Now it's a, remember I said the Chinese and the Arabs are buying Hollywood. Oh, you kook, you shut up, you're covering up for blah, blah, blah. I was just going with what people were telling me in Hollywood. I mean, major producers. I mean, the as big as they get, okay? I've had breakfast, you name it, with the biggest ones. And we're sitting there, and people ask, well, why would they want to have breakfast with you? Because I'm talking about the real world, folks. They know mainstream TV's for idiots. When you know about this is when you go to the big dinners. It's when you have dinner with three-star generals. And I'm not bragging, but they want you literally thinking Jay-Z and all this crap's cool and calling us conspiracy theorists because we're conversant in how the real world works. So I told you 10 years ago, the Chinese and the Muslims, the Saudi Arabians, were taking over Hollywood. Now it's official. Now it's official. Now it's official. Now it's official. Go ahead, Anthony.
So you talk about Matt Drudge, right? Think about Matt Drudge. Think about yourself, too. We talked about it before. I think Matt Drudge is the man of the year 2016. I think because of the fact that his platform is independent from the
establishment. That's right. It was Putin last year. It should be Matt Drudge.
I think it's Matt Drudge. And I think that Matt Drudge is a world changer because of one thing. Even if you don't agree with the things that he posts, guess what? He is independent of the system.
He creates independent narratives of debate. The globalists in all their internal emails are, Jones is changing the narrative and Drudge is, we got to shut them down. We can't beat these people.
Let's take these
numbers. I mean, it's not hard to beat our narrative when we go, look, here's Obama saying it's free. Or here's Obama saying you can keep your doctor. And then we've got Obama saying, I never said that. How are we smart? We just call known scumbag liars out. We're not out to F everybody. We don't get up on TV like Gruber and say, thank God the American people are so dumb. We're really ripping them off.
That's because you don't talk about football and it's scary to people. I think they should pull up Quantcast, by the way. I want to go over these some things to prove some things. But pull up Drudge Report also. Let's see where that is. But here's what I'm saying. There is an official narrative that must be carefully protected, and it must be put out, right? It must be projected with one loudspeaker, and all the news media companies, they plug in their auxiliary cable from this loudspeaker, so it's all the same thing, right?
And that's why they're all such servants. They've got to sycophantically love the lying to keep their little place as a revomiter.
Right. So look, there's Drudge Report. And by the way, the monthly is way higher than that. But okay, so here's InfoWars on this show.
Drudge is 101 on the World Wide Web. And from our Google tracking, it's more like number 30. But
yeah,
we're more like.
So if we go to 172, there's InfoWars. Now, look what InfoWars is higher than. Sears.com, CNBC. Okay, it's beating out CNBC, Expedia, Wall Street Journal. I mean, just think about that for a minute. I'm reading these. It doesn't sound like much, but Wall Street Journal. InfoWars is crushing Wall Street Journal. DonaldJTrump.com. Salon.com, TheOnion.com, Overstock.com, the Better Business Bureau, and it goes on and on. This is just one little sheet that I had here, okay?
And can you imagine right how much they hate us? Look,
it's neck and neck, but it's actually beating if we have the real analytics.
Anthony, numbers. We're not making it up that now we're having like 50 million extra viewers a week.
I mean, this is important. Look.
But that doesn't even, people don't even go to the website, small.
I know. Look at it, though, compared to BBC. Even these numbers, it's 40,000 less or 20,000 less. Okay,
so we're bigger than BBC.
It's already bigger than BBC.
The whole MI6 British worldwide brainwashing service,
bigger than BBC.
That is a literal pedophile network on record. We have defeated them.
And then that's why I have to say, if you really think about it, this man right here, Alex Jones. Okay, even if you don't agree with everything he says, he did all this. He created all this. He made it independent. No. I'm going to say it for a second.
Just stop.
And Matt Drudge, because guess what? BBC is backed by an entire government. CNN is backed by hundreds of millions of dollars of mega millions. Sponsors that don't care about you. CNBC is a joke, okay? All these corporations and mega companies are being beaten by InfoWars.com.
And by the way, we didn't plan this today. I was planning to come on, as I did, and say Donald Trump's already won this election, whether they steal it or not. And then I was just thinking, yeah, but this is about the fall of the mainstream media. We have to declare this because we're still also humble. We're just in here fighting and warning people and analyzing and everything else. What this really shows is you are the man and woman of the year, listeners. You are the people that broke with the globalist. You're the people that educated your friends and family. And now they're in free fall. So the only way we lose, which is very hard to do at this point, is to believe their next con game if they steal it from Trump and then just believe, because that's the new narrative, the alt-right has been discredited. And I see it everywhere. Trump's going to lose, and the stuff they're talking about, Brexit and New World Order and not letting billionaires be tax exempt and not launching wars, that's warmongering, the total upside down world. Don't listen to them. They're discredited. No, this is absolute poison to them. This is cyanide. This is high noon to Count Dracula. As I say, this scares the living hell out of them. And I'm here to tell you, I love seeing all these new, slick, smart sites pop up that get it. And they're not regurgitating what I say. They get the real narrative because what we're seeing is really what's going on. It's not going through filters. It's a historic understanding. It's the globalist own admissions. We get WikiLeaks, and it's literally everything we've ever said, except a little bit worse. Because I read hundreds of history books. I've studied it. I've had them try to buy me off. I mean, I've been in the trenches for 25 years, on air for almost 22. And again, so we're not up here announcing this.
No, let's be clear.
We're not announcing it to make ourselves feel big, okay? The difference is I work 18 hours a day because I know I have a responsibility in this position. I have a responsibility to beat these people because they're going to come after us if we don't win. I mean, this is definitely life and death now, folks. And you have to understand, we are here to let you know you're big, you're strong, you're incredible, you're amazing, you're just as important as any of these people in mainstream media, as Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge years ago would always tell bloggers and people, and folks, you're just as important as the New York Times. And he was building confidence in people because it was true. And again, it's not kiss Matt Drudge's ass. We have to recognize the models of truth and justice and the return of Americanism that made us the apple of the world's eye. Sorry, Anthony.
No, exactly. I was going to say it's individuals that represent a shift. Okay, you're the opposite of someone that wants, you don't even want to talk about this stuff. That's why I had to force you to talk about it. You don't want to sit up here and so-called brag. It's not bragging, though.
You've been coming in for weeks like we're number 200, we're number 195.
Guess what? It's the millions of people that actually go to the website, and it's the millions of people that actually care about stuff that make it possible and make it happen.
They need to know we're winning.
Representation.
We're not just saying we're not just saying we're getting 50 million extra views a week now. We are.
I'm not just sitting here saying you're so amazing. I'm saying look at what has happened with the cultural and intellectual shift in the country to where people actually get.
Oh, you're right. We need to celebrate. We need to celebrate. And I prayed to God on air and privately that people be awakened, that there be a paradigm shift. And Donald Trump is that answer. But don't get mad at God, folks, if it doesn't all happen right away or they kill him, because that's probably what they're going to do. I'll be frank with you. And it's very, very powerful time to be alive. Thank God he's so fatalistic. And I mean that in a good way. Trump knows exactly what he's doing. He's committed. His sons are committed. And I just want to salute everything they've done and what they've put on the line. We are totally behind Donald Trump because he is the main target, folks.
People are pissed off with what's happened, and they've been sold a lie, and they realize it, and they realize the symptoms of the sickness that is the complete tumor on society. And no matter what the resolution is, this is proof 100% that people actually care, and people are so-called waking up. People are actually aware of all this, and the facade of the media system is
so I'm going to say it again.
Correct.
I'm going to say it again. It's all rigged. They admit it's rigged. They've been caught it's rigged. They're going to tell you Donald Trump lost. Donald Trump is going to win in one of the biggest landslides in U.S. history. And the insiders all know this. They just didn't want to build confidence too much, so people didn't go vote. Hillary is done. I mean, she is absolutely in shambles. She is losing. They are telling the military right now, get ready. It's going to be given to Hillary, supposedly, stand down. So, folks, they can false flag. They can launch new wars. God knows whether you're going to see helicopters, you know, at the White House like you see in in Turkey or something, and jets in the sky. I mean, I don't know, man, because I'm not involved in it all, but there's people on planes, there's stuff going on, there's folks, there's major movements, there's world leaders on the phone with Trump. This is huge. This is, so while we're sitting there saying, wow, we're huge, the mainstream media is in trouble, understand, we come back, massive election fraud confirmed across the board, huge corruption taking place, new WikiLeaks, all the big guests, 52-hour broadcast. We're not out of the woods yet, but we're in the fight. And
you know,
we're taking action. I want to, by the way, commend our crew, not just the listeners and everybody else in GCN as well. All of the crew that makes it possible. You, the listeners, your prayers, all of it. We're all in this together. And doesn't it feel good to see the tide turning? This is amazing. I salute you. We're less than one day out. This is it, boys. Get ready to start your attack run.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've been building the InfoWar for 21 years to warn the people about globalism, knowing that it was an authoritarian planetary program of oppression, and that when it attempted to finally go operational and establish their anti-family, anti-free market super tyranny, that we would have major forces on the ground aware of the power, aware of their program, and aware of systems to stop them. And now, in every major globalist publication, public and private, they are in panic mode. And the best part is, the last 5 years, they've been going to armored redoubt scenarios, not just within the United States or Europe, but fleeing to very far away, hard to get to, remote, circuitous areas. And that's the enemy evacuating. Now, that means they're ready to start big wars to keep their power, but their minions thousands of miles away are going to be educated by us. And we're going to stay behind. We'll go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. We will defend our republic, and we will never surrender, to paraphrase Winston Churchill. And then these idiots think they're going to take the gloves off and start getting rough with us, because in their psychology, that they think that'll cause capitulation. Only in people that were already going to roll over. In the real men out there, and women as well, you take the gloves off, which you've already been doing. What effect did that happen? Persecuting whistleblowers, going after the press. What effect did that have? Your whistleblowing problems are 100 times what they were a decade ago, aren't they? You just don't really know human nature. Just like Hitler, I'm going to a bunch of clips, the latest election news here in a moment, but just like Hitler was winning World War II, and this was declassified decades later, and British intelligence came up with a plan to fly a bunch of Lancasters over and bomb the government district in Berlin to piss Hitler off, so that he would take his bombing off the airfields and factories and then bomb central London. And they went, they bombed it. They didn't even have the bombers really even do it. They barely made it back in a sneak attack. And it totally got the German high command. Well, they told Hitler it was a trap, but he didn't listen. And he sent then his forces just to start the Blitz, which then only made the Brits go from not wanting to be in the war, because they knew World War I had been wrong and they'd been on the wrong side and started it with the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. A lot of Brits were like, whoa, we don't want another war. But, oh, Hitler started bombing neighborhoods and killing a bunch of kids? Oh, That's why I say they start doing atrocities. They start killing patriots. Just let them. They kill me. Don't riot. Don't do a thing. Just take action and don't comply with them. Same thing with Trump. Just keep moving forward. Americanism, not globalism. Don't let them trick you. We're going to win economically and in the info war. We're going to win. I've had major debates with people that have overthrown countries, you name it, multiple folks, and they were all hot war, hot war, hot war. And I'm like, no, you watch. This is 10 years ago. We're going to win this in the information war. And it's crazy how right I've been. It's actually, I'm a very humble person, and then it's not a good feeling because then I'm like, well, if I get this more than almost anybody else, I have this giant responsibility. It's really crazy. And that's why they spend all their time clipping me out of context, make me look like a goofball. All that does is make people come to the show. God turns their best attacks into our greatest gifts. But the responsibility we're all in is incredible. And all of you that got made fun of by your neighbors or your pastor or your school or your coworkers, your boss, your employees, all of you that stood up for America and talked about globalism and exposed it, I salute you because let me tell you something. You're the reason we're kicking New World Order butt right now. You're the reason they're being forced to cheat out in the open. You're the reason they're having to uncloak. And making them uncloak and attack is going to bring them down. Now, got a bunch of clips I want to get to. I meant to ask Nico, can I have the full schedule? I know some other guests are being added, but I'm going to be on tonight again, like 8 to midnight, basically. We got a bunch of other guests and hosts coming in, but I want to start telling folks we're going to post the roster of who's going to be on in the next hour or two at Infowars.com/show, where there's the free audio and video feeds. And the biggest activist thing you can do is send those links out to everybody. And if you go to DrudgeReport.com, Drudge in the top right-hand corner is linked to Infowars.com/show. Let's symbiotically return that favor. In everything we do, let's send out DrudgeReport.com, tip of the spear, spread it. DrudgeReport.com. Carry the spear, throw the spear, whatever term you want to use. Use the spear. Florida shock. Trump outperforms Romney by 130,000 in early voting. Huge. And again, what an omen. Janet Reno, I'm not going to get into her, but you know, with all this stuff in the new WikiLeaks about little kids in the hot tub waiting for you and, you know, all the rest of it, I can't say 100% that's sex trafficking, even though the NYPD is saying they're looking at it and Wiener is sending stuff to underage kids and there is Satanism and all the normal trappings and the Epstein and the Lolita Express plane and Eric Prince coming out and saying he has sources. That guy never pops his head up unless it's something hardcore. And he's been very accurate in the past saying he's got sources that it is a pedophilia network. Good God. That'll even get Eric Prince to come out from whatever base he's hiding in. I'm not saying that's bad, but you know, the point is it's a real James Bond character right there. Get him to pop up to tell you, because pedophilia gets folks to go public. It gets people to, you know, put themselves in the line. It's like a flips a crazy switch in me. I mean, I'm somebody that I don't get off on killing, but I start thinking about pedophiles, and let me tell you, I start having some real mean thoughts about ice picks and, you know, people's. I'm going to stop right there. The point is that there's a big spectrum of smart people saying that's what's happening, and a lot of evidence popped up. But with Janet Reno, when she was the head prosecutor, down in Florida, major city, there's been books written on it. I've read books on her. She'd get caught by state police in the back of a convertible with a 12-year-old girl. Reno'd be drunk and on pills, vomit everywhere, their clothes off. Then she got caught in a parking garage, and she'd go check kids out of the CPS lockup and take them for a test drive. So Janet Reno, by the way, you can look. This was in Florida newspapers. They went and got Reno because she was just like them, I guess. I mean, I always thought, why would you hire a big, fat, disgusting lesbian pedo? And why would you do, because she's totally compromised. Died of Parkinson's. It's funny that Hillary and Bill both got that. You can see it. And I know a lot of great folks have Parkinson's. It's a very, very sad thing. Very, very bad degenerative disease. It's happening more and more because of all the heavy metals and vaccines and the rest of it. But Janet Reno, you know, I saw this hit piece on me the other day. It was like, Alex Jones wanted people to blow up Fort Hood. It actually said that. It's totally made up. Didn't show where I said it. Just Alex Jones hates the military. And Alex Jones says, he actually said this, just to show you how evil they are. It's not about me. Alex Jones says the most evil group in America that funded the Nazis and the communists is the National Guard. It'd be like saying, I said, you know, buckwheat funded Hitler or something. It's just like, what? And then it goes on, and he's a major follower of David Koresh and believed in his religion and followed him. With no proof, no link, no nothing, other than we built a memorial church for all those that died, because my listeners got involved and did it on their own. So I was doing a broadcast out there, and one of the surviving Davidians said, we were exposing what Reno did. And then I said, I want a plaque here for the dead ATF people. They're, you know, I don't agree what they did, but this is for everybody. We paid and even had a plaque put for the ATF, and it turns into, I followed it. I said David Koresh was a cult leader and a bad guy, and they should have arrested him in town. He had a business in town, and the sheriff pointed that out of that county and said it was wrong, and they burned that place up and killed those kids. David Koresh was a cult leader and bad and should have been arrested. And here's a plaque for the dead ATF, but what you did to the women and children was wrong, and we built a memorial church for everybody that died, and you turned that into, I want to blow up Fort Hood, and I support David Koresh. Again, that's why I have such a kinship with Donald Trump, because I see him do the same stuff. You know, Mexico, Latin America, great people, hire a lot of them, wonderful, hardworking people, you know, really good people. But I'll tell you, a lot of criminals are coming across, and they let them come across, and a lot of rapists, a lot of killers, and you got to do something about that. You just can't have the border completely wide open and just let people be here. You know, a lot of bad people coming. We got to get on. Yeah, Mexico, a lot of bad people, a lot of criminals. And then they would just lie and say, he said all Mexicans. It's what they do. When Mexico bitches and says, don't send your criminals down here, we don't go, oh, you're being racist. Everybody knows it's where you run. You run to Mexico because they have no extradition. The same thing. They run up here, our criminals run down there. It's a fact that Fidel Castro dumped 300,000 criminals out of his jails in the United States in the Cuban boat lift. Does that mean we hate Cubans? No. This is how they distort everything. All right. I'm going to get into what's coming up. I'm going to tell you about the big guests we've got. 52-hour broadcast. We're now 43 minutes into that 52-hour broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting right through tomorrow, right through the next day, and then right through the nighttime. But I say 52 because we stop at 3 p.m. Then we have the nightly news, more updates that evening at 7 o'clock. That'll be out there for everybody. And now we have just an incredible page up on Infowars.com. Wow, that looks really good. I hadn't seen you guys build that. /election. Okay, Infowars.com/election. Got some busy beavers around here. And that's got all the feeds as well, and it's going to have graphs on where they say the race is, and we're going to have early projections. Don't worry, we're going to have our own to counter CNN and the rest of them. They have their games, we have ours. Ours are based on truth. Theirs are based on being scumbags paid for by Nazi collaborator George Soros, who has a warm nest waiting for him in the center of Hades. But before we go any further, spread that link, Infowars.com/election, Infowars.com/show. Be part of that revolution. Let's not just have 10 million people tune in, which they will conservatively. Just on Facebook mentions right now, one feed of seven we have going, we have 500,000 people tuned in. Not to mention all the 230-plus affiliates. It's been hovering at 170 for years. Stations sell, stations change hands, you lose stations, gain stations. We're now gaining something like 20, 30 affiliates a month. In fact, 50,000 waters, 10,000 waters, just all over the world, the InfoWars exploding. I want you to know, we're the future, they're the past. Americanism, not globalism. They're the losers. They're the ones in free fall. Because they're going to tell you that when they steal it from Trump, that's their plan. They stole everything else. That it's a repudiation of the craziness that Obamacare isn't free and that Hillary wants your guns. Everybody knows. Well, the WikiLeaks says she plans on banning them, and even all the major papers say they want to take them, but it doesn't exist. And no illegals are voting. But Obama goes on TV and basically agrees with the reporter. Yeah, if you're here, you can vote, and we won't prosecute you. That's coming up. But first off, funding this operation, funding it. We don't go get the big corporate establishment sponsors because they're all for the big rigged system. Just like Donald Trump got no corporate money, no foreign billionaire money. Hillary, I mean, you think liberals would vote for him just because of that? Well, real ones like Jill Stein and folks like Bev Harris and people that have integrity, people like Julian Assange, and every Democrat I talk to in person, I mean, almost every Democrat I talk to goes, I mean, my mom has friends that are Democrats, lifelong Democrats. And I get, like, the 60s, that sounded like the good group to be in, you know, claiming it was for race relations and all the rest of it. It was a bait and switch to fool a bunch of 60s kids. These women run up to me just hugging me. My mom had a Halloween party, just a cookout. And I was over there just, oh, Alex, oh, you're so right. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, God help us. Oh, she's so evil. These women are the same age as Hillary Clinton. One of them looks like Hillary Clinton. And they were, had tears in their eyes. And this thing, I used to maybe cry on air once a year when I thought about some dead kid or something. Now it's all the time. Not because I'm, it's that the energy and how epic this battle is and how incredible this is. I never knew why as a kid I'd get a tear in my eye during the Star Spangled Banner or during the Pledge of Allegiance. But it was a sense, a psychic sense of what people done for that and why it was under attack and why it was so important. And now I know. Now I know why they want to pull America down and why we're the testing ground of all the GMO and all the poison and all the garbage. It's because they hate us, folks. The globalists can't compete with this system. We're announcing a once, we've never even done this before, actually. Maybe this comes around once a year, the total absolute biggest sale across the board. We'll have the biggest sale of the year on this item or that item every day or so. We've got thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com, all super high quality. But we're doing a 52-hour live election broadcast and super sale fundraiser has begun. Going into the future, you can see great products you need, really high quality, very affordable, competitive, sometimes the lowest prices, like affordable food, the nutraceuticals. 52-hour live election broadcast to fund the next phase of the war against the globalists and the battle for the Republic. And boy, I tell you, this is an absolute toe-to-toe, sudden death overtime battle. Our historic 52-hour live election broadcast has officially begun, and we have launched a number of super sales and InfoWarsStore.com to help fund the fight against election rigging and the globalist takeover. These unprecedented super sales are now live on InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com for the next 52 hours. 30% off Supermill Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 34% off all storable food. We're just extending that, they tell me. 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Pro Pure King Water Filters, 25% off Secret 12, 50% off all Molon Labe apparel. That's come and take it if you don't know Latin. That's Texas isn't the first place to say it, folks. They were repeating what the 300 did. That's what history does. It repeats and it rhymes. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. We're bringing the fight to Hillary and the globalist like never before. And our listeners are, too. Every day they're confronted with Bill Clinton's rapes, his crimes. And these are techniques we can learn on other subjects. Benghazi, the emails, Obama, we're not going to stop. The people are activating. The globalists are scared. Wars won't stop us. Depressions won't stop us. You're going down. I liken it to World War II, folks, and we're 50 miles outside Berlin. And, you know, I hate to make that some bash the Germans thing in the modern context. It's just that that's a military, you know, it's Yorktown and the British are surrounded, folks. It's entering those phases, okay? But it's mind war now. So you've got to understand they can sophisticate this and put people in trances, basically. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com to help fund the tip of the spear and get the highest quality products out there. The sale is at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay. When we come back, I got to start getting the clips because we got a bunch of guests. We got so much to cover. We have Obama, all scripted. This is what the standard thing they do. They got Democrats. I told you, in 7 states, it got out of their house. It got out of the legislatures. It got to governor's desk, but it was a little too obvious. The Democrats said, not quite yet. We got to get the public ready for this to have a Supreme Court ruling once we get a new Supreme Court justice or two in. It's so amazing. And so when we come back, we're going to break it all down. So Obama comes out and she goes, you know, if you're just here, you have a right to vote. Because you're a citizen if you're here. And he goes, yes, citizens can vote and we will not prosecute anybody that votes. It's all private, so come on and vote. He tells illegals to vote. This is the most naked, brazen, open, pissing on America you could ever do. It's a joke. If you want to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose same. It's all a game to me. 7 or 11. Snake Eyes watching you. Let me bring us in. Viking lore, baby. I want the fight for liberty. Ah, that's the animated contest. That's what sellouts don't get. I'll take a sword in my hand in the information war. The Ace of Spades. And liberty always has the Ace of Spades. All right, let me give you what could be the biggest news of the campaign yet. Hillary is in mega free fall. She in mainline polls, they're all over the place, is 2, 5, 6, 8, 10 points behind, depending on the state, depending on the poll. In places where they're oversampling for her, Clinton is in panic mode, running around telling illegals to vote. So is Obama. The Democrats are in newspapers everywhere saying it's okay for illegals to vote, knowing that a bunch of them are now being caught. That was on Fox News this morning, voting. So they're like, it's no big deal. It's legal. See the mind control they're involved in? But now, from the Daily Caller, it's up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. This could be the biggest. Is Hillary now preparing to lose, is the headline. Cancels her fireworks display. That's the headline. Hillary Clinton cancels victory fireworks show. Joe Biggs just brought this in to me. For the Democratic nominee was planning to celebrate the outcome of the election with within 2 minutes of the pyrotechnics over the Hudson River, the Coast Guard said her campaign had scrapped their plans. Today, they announced this morning, Clinton camp reached out Thursday to say it would be shooting off 10 aerial shells after all, that they wouldn't be doing it. The campaign did not give the Coast Guard a reason for the cancellation. Ah, isn't that just cute? In 2012, Mitt Romney famously planned an 8-minute, $25,000 fireworks show over the Boston Harbor to celebrate the victory over Barama that never happened. The fireworks were eventually removed and taken back to the company's headquarters. Not so sure now. Now, let's play the president in a scripted event. Democrats all over the country have had bills in 7 states on governor's desk to let illegals vote. You can get off a plane, no passport, no nothing, no visa, just you're here, no ID, you can vote. Vote as many times as you like. But there is no election fraud. Donald Trump say, we have all these new videos of people out in Austin screaming at our reporters, going, homophobe, Trump's a homophobe. Ah, ah. I mean, one conservative complaint conservatives could have is that he's been for equal rights for 30 years and doing interviews in The Advocate and stuff 20 years ago and is totally inclusive. See, it's again, everything is inverse, folks. It is just, we have video of these women just screaming at Owen, he's a homophobe. Ah, ah, ah. I mean, talk about mind control. Here is Obama agreeing that we won't go after you illegals if you vote.
Of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
I can't believe I heard what I heard.
Well, we know what we heard. Thank you.
The president's even...
Now, let's continue here. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start telling you about all the huge guests we've got coming up as well as soon as I get that full schedule. But Stefan Molyneux is coming in. And we have Dr. Group on huge vaccine reactions across the country, paralyzing not thousands, but tens of thousands of children. This is mainstream news. Everyone, we don't know why it's happening. We've got breaking intel on that. Larry Nichols is coming back on. David Knight. Jesse James. You know who Jesse James is? He's a friend of mine. He's going to be in here. And we've got a whole bunch of other folks just today. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
A massive awakening is happening worldwide, and you're a big part of it. You're the heart of it. Send those links, infowars.com/show out to everybody you know. Drudge is doing it right now. And send a link to Drudge Report. Facebook.com. Say, this is the dominant media. This is the people's media. This is the future that totally dwarfs all the dinosaur mainstream media. We got to shoot some reports on how Drudge is bigger than the New York Times and all of Facebook combined. And now InfoWars is right behind Drudge. And then Breitbart, I guess, is right behind us. I don't care if in front of us or behind us. I could care less. I'm going to be quite honest, man. I don't want a bunch more money. I want a nice car that runs nice, a decent house, and, yeah, a swimming pool for the kids and medical care and be able to go on a couple vacations a year. I don't do this for money. I need more money to expand my operation as a globalist. I would love to see some wonderful talk show host pop up and some other dominant group that was smarter than I was defeat these New World Order people. There'll never be a utopia, so there'll still be tyranny to fight, but I'd make maybe a 2 or 3 films a year, maybe write a book every few years. I mean, I don't want to say I don't want to do this. It either totally takes me over, or I don't want to be involved in it. It's like I'm so driven and possessed by this that I don't even have any free will anymore. I just run around foaming at the mouth all day fighting the New World Order. I dream about it. I jump out of bed. I run around like a crazed animal just wanting to fight. I'll be at midnight just doing more. And it's just like, because I know I'm under assault by the globalists. They think we're dumb. They're laughing at us. They're hurting people. I just want them to stop putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. I just want them to stop paralyzing hundreds of kids per town and city. It's all admitted. That's coming up in 30 minutes. I know their plan. We need to stop it. It just needs to stop. Because I want to go hiking. I want to travel the world. I want to do stuff. I do not want to sit here talking about Hillary Clinton all day. I'd rather get Trump in, cut the taxes, fix a lot of stuff, have a lot of detente, pressure China to reform. Trump gets off the reservation, you know, try to keep him in line and just not. And I want to work 6-7 hours a day and see my kids. You know what I mean? And we can do that, folks, but we got to come together. There's a powerful piece. I haven't gotten any of the clips yet, but we'll get to them all today. Let's go to this massive evidence of election fraud and voter fraud taking place. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's from Fox News with the Washington Times reporter talking about it. Here it is.
Days before the election, 3 to be exact, and voter fraud already cropping up in many of the races in the key states. So could the corruption impact the election results? Well, here to look at some of the worst cases across the country, Washington Times editor Kelly Riddell. Kelly, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning.
All right. So let's just get to some of these cases, because this has already proven to be a real thing. For example, in California, a man finds dozens, 83 ballots in someone's home. So apparently 83 people live in one home.
Yeah, well, Jerry Mosner, he was out gardening his house. He has an elderly neighbor who lives in a small little home. Noticed that she had a lot of mail that day, so went to pick it up, found 83 ballots.
Unreal.
She's just an old woman living in this house. So they went to actually the LAPD to report this, and the LAPD kind of shrugged their shoulders. They said, I'll go to the post office. The post office was like, we don't know what happened. Eventually, another neighbor went to the registrar's office, and they're now investigating this. But they didn't seem too concerned there in California that 83 people were living in this small house, all registered to vote.
Well, and that's California. Here's where it could get serious in a state like Florida, where the polls are neck and neck for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In Florida, they busted two women.
Two women on, you know, third-degree felonies for voter fraud, because the first woman was out canvassing, or she was supposed to be out canvassing for United People for, like, medical marijuana, out getting voter registrations. Well, apparently knocking on door-to-door was too difficult for her. So she just made up names. She put some dead people. She registered some dead people. She just made up falsified information, sent it all in.
Let's go to break.
And the registrar called.
I'm going to come back and play this again. I should have probably opened the show with this, because I don't know about how we're winning, whether they steal it or not. They're telling the military that, yes, we know Trump's going to win. You stand down. Hillary is our new god. So and they got the military on standby for basically martial law. So there you go. And next she's going to raise your taxes. She wants to hurt you. November 7th, 2016, less than 24 hours out, we have now reached the critical crossroads in history, the twilight of liberty and the
the long, dark night of tyranny, or the rebirth of human freedom, not just in the United States, but worldwide. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, and broadcasting worldwide, this is the 52-hour live, uninterrupted, global broadcast covering the 2016 elections.
Ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, they're catching Democrats mailing out huge ballots so people can, quote, mail in whatever they want under all these dead people's names. And this has been confirmed from Pennsylvania to Florida, where people will walk into office fronts and they get video, and they're just there loading up all the absentee ballots and filling, and they brag, oh, Trump's a Nazi, we're stealing it. That's the weird thing about it. They're so arrogant and believe they're really good guys that they're not hiding it. They're telling you what they do. And here's Trump, demonized, attacked, incredible stamina, everything he says twisted, promoting lower taxes and true empowerment, and trying to stop global corporatism. And we have the Chinese communists, the Pope, all the nastiest, most wicked, wicked people. I mean, this Pope is just a piece of work. All the Saudi Arabians that are more, probably more evil than the communist Chinese, there's just not as many Saudi Arabian elites. So per capita, they're probably worse. But to have every evil organization, this Legion of Doom, lecturing us that we can't have Donald Trump, and then now oversampling in the polls everywhere, and he's still 2 to 10 points, depending on which battleground state ahead, breaking voter registration records, breaking records, telling us we couldn't have him in the primary, stealing it from Sanders and all the WikiLeaks, proving the whole thing's rigged. One of the leading voices out there, he's been big for years, but really he's giant now, reaching millions and millions of people a day. Stefan Molyneux is going to be joining us from youtube.com/freedomainradio, Twitter at Stefan Molyneux, freedomainradio.com. He's been with us about 40 after. Dr. Group is going to be hosting tomorrow a few hours, but what he told me about was so big, and I was already researching it, even CNN, others. Oh, thousands of kids now are getting paralyzed after they get their shots, but we don't know why. It's like a truck runs you over. You know, we don't know why he's got all these broken bones. Well, a truck just ran him over. Yeah, but we need to get the doctor to tell us first. He's going to pop in the last 20 minutes. And then let me tell you who we've got coming up. This is just some of the folks that are going to be here on the worldwide broadcast. We're going to have Jesse James has come on the broadcast tonight. He's big buddies with Trump. They're launching a Second Amendment group together. I'm friends with James. Long time, so he'll be coming on the broadcast for the first time. Dr. Ed Group, Stefan Molyneux, we've got Larry Nichols, Dr. Ron Paul, Gerald Celente, John Rappaport, Dinesh D'Souza, Gavin McInnes, Dr. Steve Pachinik, and a bunch of other surprise guests in this 52-hour worldwide transmission. But before I go to Molyneux, because I want to ask you about this first, here's Fox News, which, out of the gates, we already played this, is like, well, Trump is tied. This is the same daughter of the Republican neocon ambassador who was on CNN and said that she'd like someone to dress up in a uniform and kill me. It just was a side issue that, you know, her and Buzz Bissinger fantasize about how they want to murder me and ritualistic kill me as long as we're in uniforms, which just shows the real psychopathic weirdness, you know, as long as we're in a uniform. And she goes, but now she's at Fox and she gets out. Oh, Trump's tied. No, Trump's way ahead. Just let you know she's an operative, the ambassador's daughter. And then she goes to the Washington Times editor, who just starts listing some of it. We have vote at Infowars.com is where you report what's happening with the vote. It's flooding in. Dead people, illegals. The president's on TV saying, illegals, we won't prosecute you. You can vote. I mean, this is all about breaking our will in a con game. We're going to Molyneux here in 60 seconds. But here's just some of that report of a laundry list that goes on for like 10 minutes of just fraud all over the country. Here it is.
All right, so let's just get to some of these cases, because this has already proven to be a real thing. For example, in California, a man finds dozens, 83 ballots in someone's home. So apparently 83 people live in one home.
Yeah, well, Jerry Mosner, he was out gardening his house. He has an elderly neighbor who lives in a small little home. Noticed that she had a lot of mail that day, so went to pick it up, found 83 ballots.
Unreal.
She's just an old woman living in this house. So they went to actually the LAPD to report this, and the LAPD kind of shrugged their shoulders. They said, I'll go to the post office. The post office was like, we don't know what happened. Eventually, another neighbor went to the registrar's office, and they're now investigating this. But they didn't seem too concerned there in California that 83 people were living in this small house, all right. registered to vote.
Well, and that's California. Here's where it could get serious in a state like Florida, where the polls are neck and neck for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In Florida, they busted two women.
Two women on, you know, third-degree felonies for voter fraud because the first woman was out canvassing, or she was supposed to be out canvassing, for United People for, like, medical marijuana, out getting voter registrations. Well, apparently knocking on door-to-door was too difficult for her. So she just made up names. She put some dead people. She registered some dead people. She just made up falsified information, sent it all
and
in.
And it just so happened to be for the Democrats. It just so happens to all be against Trump.
Another woman was actually working in the Miami-Dade Elections Department. She was a volunteer opening up mail-in ballots. When she noticed that some people didn't vote all the way down the ballot for the mayor, she started checking boxes for them, for her favorite candidate, and was caught doing that. Yeah. And
by the way, that's the deciding county in Florida.
You wonder how many others are out there.
Yeah. All right, let's stop there. I want to go to our guest. We're going to skip this break so we have more time. Stefan Molyneux. The point is that they say Trump's insane, election fraud doesn't exist, or voter fraud. Well, when you organize voter fraud, that's also election fraud. We have electronic fraud going on. It's all against Trump. Bev Harris, big liberal, big Democrat. She has credibility. Bipartisan, she says they're stealing it from Trump. She broke that last week. They found the code nationwide they're doing to shave votes, but they don't have it in every county. And a few states don't have it. So, again, it's kind of a cobbling of fraud. Early projections and other ways they're going to do it. But then Obama says there's no such thing. I'm insane. Trump's insane. But we're having the UN, the EU, and everybody else go out and sue Donald Trump and everybody to stop exit pollers, which are legal and lawful. Now the State Department looks at third world elections to make sure they're open and free. Will there be unrest? Are they going to steal it? Is it a landslide for Trump? I want to get his take on all of this. Stefan Molyneux, I mean, can you feel the energy, my friend?
I got to tell you, Alex, I've never been a big sports fan for watching sports, but getting pulled into this election cycle and being so interested in the outcome, it's kind of like watching a football game where the winning team gets to rule Western civilization for the next 1,000 years. So
pretty damn important.
It is quite an intense time.
So it's the most important game ever.
Yes, this is where it all comes down to. This is literally the winner-take-all election, because if Trump gets in, then the Republican mandate, at least the ones that the Republican people want, the Republican supporters want, not the one that the rhinos have been bait-and-switching Republicans with for the past couple of decades, they get their mandate. If the Democrats get in, they're going to legalize, of course, all the illegal immigrants. We already know that the media is largely in the tank for them, and they will be unbeatable statistically for pretty much ever.
And I love how I'm sitting here babbling and you crystallize it perfectly. Walk through this. The U.S., for all its problems, is the inheritor of Western civilization, the New Atlantis, Francis Bacon, the Renaissance, the Rosicrucians, whatever you want to call it, that idea. Here we are, all this wealth, true liberalism, all this freedom, being pissed on by the multinationals, telling us we're not the liberals when we are the original liberals. We're the folks that ended slavery. We're the ones behind it. So we're now learning to live in this mind control zone. As you said, this decides where Western civilization goes for a very long time. It's such clear choices here. Break it down.
Well, okay, so the question is, are the rulers below or encapsulated within the rule of law? This, of course, has been something that Western civilization has been fighting for over 1,000 years. You could say back to the time of Socrates, 2,500 years ago, we've been trying to put this control, this lid over the power of the rulers. And I think we can see with the, five now, I guess down to four after Comey's review of a tiny subset of the 650,000 emails said that they found no smoking gun of intent, which, of course, nobody expected them to find. We've got four other FBI investigations into Clinton associates of their immediate families. And this Clinton stuff has been going on for decades, as you know. You've been covering it for a long time. I've been observing it for a long time. Are the rulers below the rule of law? Can they be encapsulated and controlled by the rule of law? If not, we're back to monarchy, but a very well-armed monarchy, and a monarchy with incredible electronic surveillance and control tools, a monarchy with powers we never could have anticipated in the past. Or are we going to put government back under the rule of law? Are we going to have debates about ideas rather than demographics? It all comes down to tomorrow.
That's right. And again, it's the most racist thing ever when Christians and patriots come, real Christians, and get rid of slavery worldwide. England bans it. And then somehow they turn it around when we're the ones making it not about what color you are, but what you stand for. Now under the Democrats and with all the minorities, as if they were going to be more altruistic or better than a white person. No, they're just the same. They're being turned to little Klan members. And we're hearing the most racist crap ever, and the colleges are all self-segregating, and we're hearing taught white people are inherently the problem and must be exterminated. It is just, as a classical liberal, it totally flips me out that it's such a quick move to this.
But the left, you know this as well as I do, I'm sure, but it may be new to your audience, Alex. The left doesn't care about minorities. They don't care about women. They care that good people want equality for the races. They care that good people want equality for the gender, for the sexes. And so what they do is they say, well, we care about blacks. Well, how much do they care about Clarence Thomas or Herman Cain or other black Republicans? Well, they generally try to destroy and smear and all that kind of stuff. How much do they care about some of the amazing women who were on the right?
That's right. They bully them. And they treat their people like they own them.
Yeah, it's not about it's trying to take our natural care and concern for equality between the races and the genders and turning it against us. It is a lever. It is a mechanism to use our best and most noble qualities against us. It's a way of advancing socialism and collectivism and central planning, using our sympathies for various groups. They don't care about these groups other than a sort of pinion or ratchet way to get into more and more power.
That's right. And we see it in the WikiLeaks, how they're dividing groups, how they want to, quote, keep us dumb, keep us in the dark, keep us confused, keep us poor. I mean, I knew all this watching them, but I knew they were telling CNN and MSNBC what to do. But it's all there, a total blueprint. How does Hillary survive this, even if she steals it? I mean, is this not a classic Pyrrhic victory?
Well, of course, it would depend on how stern Congress would be in the aftermath of a Hillary presidency. Would they go after her for some of the alleged law-breaking activities that she's been engaged in? Would there be an impeachment? That would be up to the spine and resolution of the Republicans in Congress. And of course, I'm not exactly sure where that stands. I think that they've been stiffened up a little bit by Trump, who's lent them some significant free market spine. But I don't know if they would have the resolution to go in. It would really depend maybe on the Republican voters to see how staunch they would be. But Alex, at what point this collusion coming out of the WikiLeaks, coming out of the DNC leaks and the Podesta emails, the collusion between the Clinton campaign and various media outlets, dear Lord above, Alex, at what point is this just a campaign donation? At which point are they just going to be registered as PACs and be honest about it?
Well, that's why they want to take all libertarian or conservative or any other anti-war, whatever they don't control, and make that political speech something taxable, controllable, because they're going to be exempt from all this. Just as they've been with the whole IRS persecution, no 501c3s to conservative groups or libertarian groups or veterans groups or gun groups, tens of thousands of their groups. It truly is, as you say, a monarchy where they hand out the licensure, the letters of mark, just like Obamacare, thousands of waivers to big companies to not have to do it, but I have to do it. Well, how do I compete then? Well, I don't. I'm supposed to go away.
And this is the amazing thing. When you think of the amount of cultural and educational and academic force behind the Democrats, that they're still faltering at the moment. You know, the Democrat-controlled government schools controlled children's minds for 12 years, indoctrinating them into big state, big government policies. You have the withholding of information in crucial elections, like blaming Benghazi on a video when they knew it was false. You have the importation of tens of millions of immigrants from the third world.
They're inflicting children with super guilt if they're white, and then teaching minorities who are a majority to hate, because they're now a majority of the schools, to hate the white kids. They are inflicting them with all this environmental crime. They're creating basket cases. Sorry.
No, and so you have education, you have Hollywood, you have academia, you have the mainstream media constantly pounding this Prava-style misinformation and ignoring facts and rejecting rational arguments, rejecting empirical evidence, and still, like watching a superhero coming crawling out of the wreckage, comes the clarity and resolution of the American people of all races and genders wanting to push back against this tidal wave of misinformation. To me, this is a truly heroic time. It's like watching.
Yeah, it's
Gulliver,
so epic.
Gulliver's Travels pull his way out of these chains of these tiny people.
No, I totally agree. It's like watching Samson, even though the American people have had their eyes gouged out and their ears gouged out and have been starved to death for 10 years in a dungeon, still knock the pillars down. I think we're reaching that moment. So Stefan, looking into your political crystal ball, you're a smart guy. You saw this coming a long time ago. What does your gut tell you? I mean, if they rigged everything else, they're going to rig the election. They've been caught. It's all in the WikiLeaks. What do we do if there's all this evidence of fraud already coming out? They're oversampling in the polls. Still, he's winning in those polls. If he loses in oversampled polls against him, I mean, if he's winning in polls that are oversampled and then he loses in the general election, we know there's a fraud. They already told us in plain view, oh, your vote doesn't matter in the primary. The Republican Party will decide. We are sovereign. George Will actually said, the sovereign party will decide, not a mere plurality of the public. He let us know his arrogance from the Washington Post. Well, guess what? My website's bigger than yours, according to Comcast, dumbass. You sit there. I am George Will. I wear a bow tie. You don't count. We are the sovereign. What the hell's wrong? He's as stupid looking and ridiculous as Kim Jong-un.
Well, the key, of course, to winning the election is to have Trump win by such a margin that it becomes impossible to rig. So that, of course, is one solution. And really, I think it's a solution that would be the very best. If it's close or if there appears to be some significant manipulation of the vote, if it wasn't Trump, I would say that the Republicans would probably cave. But Trump is a fighter. Trump is somebody who, as he's always said, you hit me, I'm going to hit back harder. He is going to stand for the right process. He is going to stand to make sure that the election is as honest as possible. I don't think he's going to fold if he thinks something really untoward has occurred. And that, of course, may be the only hope. If it's close enough and it appears to be some hinky stuff going on. If it wasn't Trump, I would say there'd be a folding, but I don't think that will be with him.
And someone named Mr. Podesta was in emails to top Democratic operatives. This was in, I think, Data Dump 12. And they said, there's going to be some wet work in the next few days. They're like, oh, my God, we made the decision. And they go, yes, we're going to launch operations, batten down the hatches. It's going to get rough. I mean, those are terms they use. And then the Supreme Court justice who last time defeated them in 2000, we're not saying Bush is good, but you know what happened. Now it's going to be 4-4 split. They would have had Scalia to put Trump in. So Scalia sleeps with the fishes. And then the Washington Post, the same publication, let us know a month later, oh, he was in a secret society when he died and there was a pillow on his face. Bye-bye. I mean, they just throw it in our face.
I think the key thing to understand for me about the left, Alex, is that it's impossible to really fathom their motives and their machinations without understanding that they're addicts to power. And if you've ever known somebody, and I hope you haven't, but if you have ever known somebody in your life who's a real addict, whether it's sex or gambling or drugs or alcohol or whatever, they will do anything to get their drug of choice. They will step over bodies. They will destroy their lives. They will lose their savings, their marriage, their relationships with their children.
Look at the Clintons. Look at the Clintons. Look at the Clintons. They are everywhere they go. We learn at the State Department, you name it, White House. They steal everything. They're mentally ill. They are addicts to, they believe everything is theirs. They have this total entitlement mentality.
And they'll be as nice to whoever holds that power. In this case, it happens to be the American electorate. And of course, the complaint has been made by African-Americans. And I think quite reasonably that the Democrats will kind of bungee in and love them to death every time they need their votes. And they'll bungee back out and leave the inner cities to continue.
Look at Haiti. Look at Haiti.
Yeah. Yeah, they bungee in and they say all of these wonderful, great things are going to happen. And as soon as they get what they want, you know, it's like a drug addict who comes to you because they want to borrow $50. Well, they're real nice to you until you give them the $50 and then they vanish. And then they'll only kind of come back when they want more. So if we frame the left as addicts for power, then I think it's a lot easier to understand how they operate and what they're doing. There's no particular standards. It's just, can I get the next hit of my drug of choice?
Well, let me give people a little insight into Trump's psychology, because before I started endorsing him, I did a lot of research, people that know him. If it's a big, powerful corporation or a group, he's obsessed with beating them. And nobody's going to cheat him. But with little people in his organization that work hard, it's almost like he has this, almost like a white guilt or something. He like promotes minorities, women, puts them in charge. They work hard. He gets super loyal to them. That's why Jesse Jackson gave him an award for hiring record numbers of black folks and putting them in positions of power. And the truth is when he says, great energy, I love, you know, black people, it's not a patronizing thing. Trump likes like real people. I don't know. He likes energy. He likes not putting on an act. He likes confidence. And he likes boxers. He likes men. And he just, he can't stand going to these black areas and seeing what horrible squalor it is and the corruption of what the Democrats have done. He literally sold people on LGBT freedom. The Democrats wouldn't even mention it. Hillary wouldn't even do it. Okay. He literally sold everybody on reparations, which you shouldn't do reparations because whites did something. But okay, let's have tax exemption for black folks in these areas. Let's have tax credits to move businesses in for people that actually want to take advantage. Yeah, sure. Let's help groups that have been disadvantaged. with the tax code, you know, instead of these elite billionaires, the black people should be falling down before Donald Trump, what he's done. It's total trailblazing. Instead, we go out in public and have groups running up screaming, you homophobe, you support Donald Trump, you son of a bitch. And I'm like, we've got it on them. What are you talking about? He wants to kill gay people. And it's total made up crap.
Well, okay. First of all, Donald Trump has the amazing ability, even though he grew up relatively privileged and, of course, is immensely wealthy. But as far as I've read and what he said and the people I've talked to, he likes hanging out with the construction workers rather than the sort of black tie affair.
No, that's it. He doesn't like the elites. The
cab drivers. And he's got the common touch. He's got a huge amount of power. He's vastly intelligent. The man's a complete genius. I mean, he just wandered into politics and is winning against somebody who's been in politics for decades. That's immensely impressive. That's like a boxer wandering off the street and taking down Mike Tyson. I mean, you've got to give the man some props for his skills, his resolution, his courage, his thick skin, his dedication. His passion and his seriousness. There's almost nothing more powerful in public life.
And they say no one has ever campaigned like this. He is the total presidential material. Look at him. You imagine him negotiating
events yesterday? I mean, good Lord, that is I don't know how much coffee I'd have to drink to do five giant speeches in a day, but the man's 70 and he's a complete workhorse and a powerhouse, and he has this capacity to connect with the needs of the people.
Well, here's what happens. He thrives on beating people that are trying to suppress him. And he sees America. He sees himself as America. That's why they're so scared. They figured out, oh, my God.
We're on the march.
We'll be back with Stefan Molyneux. We're less than one day out. This is it. Lock X foils in attack position. I cut across their axes and draw their fire. There's some Star Wars nerddom for you. How many guns?
We now take you on.
I'd say about 20 guns.
Texas,
some on the surface, some on the top.
In the heart of the resistance.
You know what they hate, though? This is
Jones Show. Because there is.
This is the animating contest of liberty. They teach us to be lackadaisical, not care. They want us to take our normal instincts to be politically and culturally involved and put it onto the prosthesis of sports. That's like having sex with a blow-up doll, folks. It isn't real. Not against sports or anything, but I played sports. But if you're not watching family or in it yourself, it's a joke. That's not what grown men do. It's business and life and your family and your house in order. That's where you have all this wargaming and knowing factoids. Not, you know, what size jockstrap some guy wears, you know, that's in the NFL you like. And, you know, men slapping each other on the butts. I mean, it's fine if you want to do that in your own private time. But that's not our religion is what I'm getting at. And we've reached this tipping point now where people are into politics, they're awake, they're involved, and Donald Trump was just that magic little sprinkle in this whole recipe that is just exploding. And there's going to be more. So don't freak out if they steal it. We're going to war game that with some former Navy SEALs and other folks tomorrow, Matt Bracken and others, but it is a hardcore time to be alive. Briefly, we have to fund this whole operation. We don't do that with big corporate sponsors. The radio network has their sponsors, and you hear those, and we have some of that going on, but that funds maybe 20% of what we do. We really fund ourselves with high-quality water filters. I mean, we have the biggest spectrum of the highest quality out there, InfoWarsStore.com. We discount it massively. We're running a 52-hour live election broadcast with a super sale fundraiser to fund the battle for the Republic. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, that is a big deal. 30 to 40% off all high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine, 30% off Pro Pure King water filters, best out there, lowest price. 25% off Secret 12, 15% off all Molon Labe, come and take it, Second Amendment apparel, and thousands of other items. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. Some of this stuff is lost leaders when you sign up for that. InfoWarsStore.com. And make no mistake, you see the delivery of InfoWars. The reality of it. The idiot savant lightning striking the same place every day over and over again. Because it's spiritual. It's real. It's hardcore. It's genetic. It's historical. It's unfathomable. It's that stuff. Like Shakespeare says, there's a lot more in this world than what's in your books. Was it Horatio he's talking to? That's what's going on here. The human's minds, the sixth sense, all connected to each other. The group collective that the enemy is trying to poison and program that you're dumb, you're stupid, you're weak, you're ugly, you have no power. No. You spread the word about the broadcast. You send a link about the broadcast. You support us. You pray for us. You buy the products. That funds it. Biggest sales in our history. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical supplement site. Or simply call toll-free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Read all the different reviews. But even more important than that, if you're a listener and not filtering your water, you're crazy. Take the link at InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/elections, a different link. It has the video and audio feeds, but also has a rundown of who's coming on, election results, and more. And send it out. You know what? We want to be bigger than the BBC and the Wall Street Journal combined. We don't want to just be bigger than them, like we are right now, according to Comcast and others. We want to be bigger than all of them combined, like Drudge is, basically. We want to just absolutely show them, not in some weird exercise of dominance, but because we know they're a fraud, they're a joke, and they've collapsed. Because it's not that we're that big, it's they're that small now. And the fact that there are Stefan Molyneux and so many others, now there's hundreds and hundreds of prominent, smart, really cool, educated people hitting on all cylinders, and it's the reawakening of humanity. So as negative as things are, and as bad as some of it is, Hillary just canceled 2 hours ago. She already had it set up, her victory fireworks display. And it's on InfoWars.com. She canceled it. Stefan, in the 5 minutes we have left, I want to commend you, want to invite you back on a regular basis, you know, more than once a month. We appreciate the work you do. And I'm going to give out your website here for a moment. People should mark it down. That is freedomainradio.com. But Stefan, do you disagree with me? If you do, please tell me. But I just seem to feel it, see it intellectually at just a mathematical level. It's almost euphoric, the victory we're having. But then I got to be honest, they got the nuclear weapons. They've seized control. They're still in charge. They still tax me. They still control the enforcers. Even if the enforcers are awake and don't like what's happening. So I shouldn't, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, we shouldn't start taking care of each other quite yet.
Well, here's the thing, Alex, and I sort of want to put this out to your audience to remember that the wheels of truth, of reality, of justice, of evidence do turn slowly. And many times in human history, it has felt that there is no possibility of survival, of flourishing, of freedom, of reason, of evidence, of connection, of virtue. There have been many times where it looks like society is falling like Atlantis into a boiling sea of collectivism and moral decay. And that is when people need to step up. If you know this information, you need to become a leader in your community. Don't consult. Don't necessarily just have debates. Be a leader. Get the information into people's heads however you can.
That's it. Get aggressive now. Get aggressive. Get aggressive.
Yeah. Now's the time. What do you have to lose? The alternative to not being an aggressive leader in your own community and making people understand how important it is right now to do the important thing, to take a stand for everything that our forefathers built, all the freedoms, all the equalities, equality under the law, equality of the genders, opportunities for everyone, the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people's, millions of men's bloods were shed for this incredible opportunity, this great, glorious cathedral of freedom we've all inherited. Now is the time to take a stand, to take leadership, to protect it. And it doesn't matter if people don't like you, and it doesn't matter if you think that they're in your face. It doesn't matter at all, because what matters is we keep our freedoms. And it's like taking the drink away from the drunk. He may dislike you in the moment, but down the road, he is going to get on his hands and knees and thank you for saving him from himself. And that is our job right now.
I think that's the most powerful 2 minutes of radio I've heard in 10 years. Stefan, you crystallized it, and that's the great abomination. The tyrants couldn't compete with a moral group of people that wanted equality, so they, in the 60s, became the supposed leaders of the movement to then only invert it and create a giant infighting, race-based, gender-based thing. And it's so outrageous to see them attacking the West that has been the heart and the soul and the fulcrum of Renaissance. It's truly an abomination. But once you see the deception, it all crystallizes.
And we don't have much in common with our leaders. This is the thing. I'm going to say this to everyone, particularly those who are tempted by Hillary Clinton. Blacks, whites, men, women, we are a horizontal slave pen of tax livestock at the moment. Do not identify with the leaders who want to increase their power over you. It is horizontally that we're going to find our freedom. It is in our support of each other. Race, community, sex, gay, straight, doesn't matter. It is in our solidarity with each other that we are going to gain our freedom. get rid of all of this overstating power, all of this intrusion, all of this control, these regulations, these high taxes, these foreign wars, and we shall find a peace with each other horizontally. We shall find a tribalism and a companionship with each other that means we don't have to look upwards anymore to get connection. We get connection with each other. We build communities with each other. What a glorious place that will be.
Because at the ground level is real connection. All the other connection is artificial. Absolutely beautiful words. It's all artificial. It's all about not giving us connection. Everything they do, saying, put a baby in a crib. Don't touch people. Don't have sports. Don't go through crises. Don't go through trials. Don't go through rituals. Don't go through rites of passage. They admit it's all about killing leadership, killing free association, killing ascension of the species. I don't believe in space aliens in closing, but the attack the globalists are involved in, Stefan Molyneux, is what I would do if I was an alien force trying to kill a species and keeping it from going to the stars.
Well, of course, united we stand and divided we fall. And the goal of those who want to rule over us is to set us against each other with artificial divisions, whether it's the color of the skin or the gender or sexual orientation. None of these things matter. We are all good people who wish freedom and wish equality under the law. Turning against each other is only handing more and more ammunition upstairs to those who would rule over us. And it is a suicidal course. We must reach out to each other in companionship. That solidarity is what destroys oligarchical hierarchies, and nothing else in the long run will do.
That's why they're desperately opening up huge new forms of division so nakedly, the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. I know you're back tonight, I'm told. This is great. 7 p.m. with Rob Du, with more with Stefan Molyneux. Stefan, powerful radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
And of course, it's powerful. Everything is even more powerful now. The energy level is just maximum because the decisions being made, the species level, at the main command base of liberty and the new renaissance and everything Christianity really meant to be is being decided right now by a bunch of course there's devil worship when you get to WikiLeaks. That's just an operating system for selfish assholes. I'm sorry to talk like that. I mean, these are really jerks, man. Bunch of weirdos drinking blood and hanging around, bunch of kids. I mean, that sounds like hell, doesn't it? But see, for them, it's about being nasty little pieces of crap. And we're going to bring them down. Don't worry. You just have to transcend the trance they've put out. And I'm going to play a clip, go to break, come back with Dr. Group for a few segments. And he's going to be back again later tonight and tomorrow. Huge news on vaccines. This is a true public service announcement. This is the social engineering. You know about all the secret testing. Why would you trust these people? But let's go to a John Bound report that's extremely powerful. Election chaos unleashed. Here it is.
When a woman is running for office, nobody likes it. Nobody likes an ambitious, you know, a woman like that. Nobody likes that. But once they're in, then she's like mommy. You know? She's mommy now, and everybody's going to like
mommy.
Her then.
The little girl grabbed my hand. She said, your
murderous
mom must
people
win.
Worldwide.
So I agree. She must win.
Money.
I said, but why do you think she must win? And she told me her name. She told me she was 8 years old. She said, well, two reasons. I said, okay. I have a lot more than two reasons, but what are your two reasons? She said, well, one, it's time for a girl. I said, I agree, it's time for a girl. And then she looked at me and she said something that broke my heart. She said, well, she also has to win because the boys in my school say that if Donald Trump wins, my dad's going to have to go back into the closet and there are monsters there. And I looked at her and I said, there are monsters there and we're not going to let that happen.
Well, Chelsea, Mommy is a high-level practitioner of the black magic arts, and Daddy is alleged to have raped girls younger than the one Chelsea was speaking to. Mommy and Daddy are the monsters in the closet, and their unyielding pursuit of total power is tearing the United States apart. As if Hillary Clinton's email scandal couldn't harm her campaign enough, today the New York Post reported, as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton routinely asked her maid to print out sensitive government emails and documents, including ones containing classified information from her house in Washington, D.C., emails and FBI memos show. But the housekeeper lacked the security clearance to handle such material. In fact, Marina Santos was called on so frequently to receive emails that she may hold the secrets to email gate. If only the FBI and Congress would subpoena her and the equipment she used. Meanwhile, and for the sake of the real danger facing us all, let's not call them illegal aliens, undocumented immigrants, refugees, or even migrants. Foreigners. Beholden to the Obama and Hillary illegal Zelenskyite divide-and-conquer scheme are being thrust towards the voting booths to decide the outcome of an election hijacked from the dwindling grasp of the American people.
More than 37.5 million people in our country have already voted. Now, why are they out there voting? Because I believe they are standing up for a hopeful, inclusive vision of America.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
Folks, while we're at it, great.
An eyewitness told me, I interviewed her, I just haven't uploaded the video yet, but I interviewed her, and she said that a guy was carrying a sign, and apparently it had some, it was like purporting to be a pro-Trump sign, but it had some tape on it that would indicate it was anti-Trump. And the guy had a gun on his hip, and apparently there were at least four men, probably more, who made sure that he could not draw the gun out of his holster. So they basically all pressed down on the gun, kept it in the holster, and, you know, then of course the law enforcement formed him and just dogpiled on the guy, and held him until law enforcement could cart him away.
And now the military-industrial intelligence apparatus wants to keep the American voter afraid to approach a voting booth, as the Site Intel Group, a RAND Corporation creation, posts Twitter warnings reading, "Breaking, ISIS special Hayat Media Doc calls for attacks on voters on election day, demands Muslims not participate in democratic process. Vote, America. Vote like your life depends on it, because it does." John Bound for Infowars.com.
Dr. Deborah Drew will be back on today, 4 to 6 p.m. with Anthony Gucciardi, and then back tomorrow with us as well. We got a lot of big guests. I'll be back tonight. Was it like 8 to midnight or something? We're live, 52 hours, Infowars.com/election, Infowars.com/show. If your station obviously isn't covering us 24 hours a day, that's fine. You can always find the feed there. Now, I want to take the record viewers we have, and not just listeners. Normally it's about 3 million every couple hours, probably about 6, 7 million right now from what we're getting metrics of. A lot of new folks are tuning in right now. I want to take the opportunity to warn people. The LA Times, you name it, are announcing all these kids are getting paralyzed. They won't say what it is. It's linked to vaccines. Same thing with adults getting sick from flu shots. It's on the inserts, folks. It can make you sick. So, Dr. Grip, coming back, we're going to break this down. Tell us what's happening.
What's happening is very distressing to me, Alex, because I've been getting a lot of calls over the last couple weeks. You know, everybody is so glued to the election process. And I always think, you know, is there something else that could possibly be going on that is a stealth attack that nobody's talking about? And as a matter of fact, you know, I go to soccer practice and football practice, and everybody's talking about this flu shot this year and how they're getting sick and how their kids are getting sick. So I started digging in and doing some research. And the first thing that I found was that Obama signed an executive order on November the 4th, 2016. No one really knows about this. The executive order is advancing the global health security agenda to achieve a world safe and secure from infectious
disease. So stay there. Under UNESCO, UN, he's got a special vaccine, and you've got your patients, everybody calling you super sick from it. We're going to talk about it when we come back. A warning about the new flu shot. We're here. It's the fall. It's on. Plus, all these other shots making kids get paralyzed everywhere.
Yeah.
A shot insert says it can paralyze you. But the doctors tell you we don't know why it's happening to cover their butt. Now, Dr. Gripsch is with us this segment and the next. He'll be back tomorrow, but he's also coming back tonight, 4 to 6 p.m. with Anthony Gucciardi, to really break all this down and talk about the election as well. But listen to me very carefully. There have been thousands of secret government testing projects carried out by illegal subgroups in the government, basically just like pedophiles in government trying to get you involved in pedophilia. They'll also try to get you in secret testing, thinking you're following orders, then to say, by the way, what you did was illegal. For the rest of your life, you follow my orders. That's how cults work. So that's why they keep doing secret testing and other governments do it. Like, why shoot black people up with syphilis for 45 years? To corrupt people while you carry out your operations. Why would Bayer mail out for a decade hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs getting HIV and hepatitis from one of their products, Factor VIII? It came out in lawsuits to corrupt governments and people that went along. These corporations are very sophisticated. And Dr. Groups here breaking down the fact that thousands of kids all over the country, we have the article, CNN, you name it, are becoming paralyzed, and they keep saying, we don't know why. Well, it's the back-to-school shots. They know that. But now with this flu, it's even bigger. This is killing people. This is causing massive injuries, worse than anything we've ever seen. The flu shots always cause problems. So what are they really up to, Dr. Group?
Well,
you got the Bill and Melinda
Gates connections to Clinton. Talk about today. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy that that Obama would sign this executive order promoting global health security as a core tenet of our national strategy for countering biological threats. What does
while they leave the open for syphilis and for bubonic plague and now leprosy to come across the southern border, they let it come through, but he's going to keep it safe.
Right, right. Therefore, it's a policy of the United States to advance the global health security agenda, which I recommend everybody go to WhiteHouse.gov and read this thing. It's pretty long.
It's a UN takeover.
What does that have to do with vaccines? Well, if you look at the people that are involved in this global partnership, and then you start looking at this year's vaccinations, I then went to the CDC and found this. What's new for the 2016-2017 flu season? There will be some new vaccines on the market this season. And this is from now until the end of 2016 to the beginning of 2017.
Some new cancers are available.
Mind you that everybody right now has election stress disorder. Everybody's immune systems are down. Everybody's dealing with emotional situations right now. And gluten and stress and all the holiday foods, right? So they always time it to when they know your immune system is going to be at its weakest point. So this season, only injectable flu vaccines should be used. Now, remember, we had in the past, we had nasal mist vaccines, but this year they're recommending only injectable. Why is that? There's two different vaccines that
totally bypasses the immune system.
Dangerous this year. A high dose shot for older people. Now, remember.
Oh, special just for you.
65 and older.
We don't want to give you your retirement. Bye-bye, Logan's Run Carousel.
Oh, this is all the information.
Oh, but it's liberal. And it's even in the WikiLeaks. Get rid of the old people. Oh, but it's liberal.
Right.
Liberal.
Why would they come out with two new vaccines? Both of them are for older people.
They got special new initiative for you, and you're going to do what you're told. Good.
So, there's a flu vaccine with an adjuvant will be available for the first time in the United States. An adjuvant is a vaccine ingredient that helps create a stronger immune response.
Oh, like when the 2-year-old takes it and can't ever talk again in his brain. Oh, an autoimmune, like when a bee stings you and you die, an autoimmune response. Yay!
Well, it only just starts right there, Alex. So, listen to this.
I know, though, but I mean, they love us.
I know. The new vaccine, Fluad, is approved for use in people 65 and older, and the other new flu vaccine, Flucelvax, is available for people 4 and older.
Oh, Guillain-Barré, take me away. Oh, the seizures, thank you. Oh, liberal, I'm dying, it's liberal. Oh, Hillary, oh.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back in 70 seconds, I love it.
From the front lines. From the front lines.
Sure, we've done a lot of secret testing.
War.
Killing people.
It's Alex Jones.
Radiating them. Injecting them. Sure, kids after Bill and Melinda Gates go out and give them shots. Tens of thousands die. Hundreds of thousands get paralyzed. And they've tested how to do it. had to have the doctors cover it up and just have it normal. Can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the waiting world? Oh! But what about father? You're back for 2 hours, Gucci. Already, or an hour and a half to go through all of this, but you were getting into the flu shots, how dangerous they are. Three flu shots, even CBS News admitted in big studies, doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. The neurological disorders are exploding. It's the new modern human sacrifice. Take it. They admit it's never protected you, and just lower your IQ and just become brain damaged and enjoy the fog of death. It's liberal. Let's do it. Please.
Alex, this has all been going on during the election. Nobody even knows about this. I'm breaking this for the first time because I think it's so important. This is, mark my words, one of the worst flu seasons and will create the most damage ever in the history of the world. And I'm not saying that to scare people.
No, it's definitely there, but I mean, it's good.
I'm saying to warn you.
The Earth's overpopulated. Take your shot. It's,
Listen, these two new vaccines are owned by a company called Seqirus, right? If you look into the Seqirus company, is owned by a parent company called CSL Limited. CSL Limited, the director, Dr. Tadataka Yamada, is... held a range of leadership positions in the health sector, including president of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, global health program, and chairman of research and development at GlaxoSmithKline. He currently serves as a director of Agilent Technologies and the Clinton Health Access Initiative. And a member of the National. You can't make this stuff up.
Bill and Melinda Gates said they want us to die.
But listen to this. Listen to this. I got the specs. By the way, if you can see this document, it says confidential on it. You see this?
Confidential document camera right here.
Okay, listen to this. Each dose of the Fluad vaccine contains a California 2009 NYMC X181 H1N1, a California 2009 PDM09 like virus.
Ooh.
What is a like virus anyway? A Hong Kong 4801 X26-3B Hong Kong like virus, Brisbane wild type like virus. It also contains MF59. This is the key ingredient right here. What is MF59?
I'm sure Bill Gates loves me.
Listen to this though. It also contains cetyl trimethyl ammonium bromide.
That's really good for your thyroid.
So, also contains polysorbate 80, sodium citrate dihydrate, as well as egg protein, formaldehyde, and listen to this, may contain trace amounts of neomycin, kanamycin, and barium.
Gee, I wish we could get one of those doomsday machines.
So, what is squalene MF59? Well, if anybody remembers the Gulf War syndrome.
Are you being racist against it? It's been linked to the Gulf War syndrome. Well, absolutely. What's wrong with a bunch of soft-killed people that have chronic fatigue? It's liberal. Take the shot and get ready to have your arms and legs sawed off.
No, but this is the biggest scandal ever in the flu vaccine world. There's no doubt about it. An experimental oil and water adjuvant, which was forced on servicemen beginning in 1999 via the mandatory anthrax vaccine.
Yeah, only the French didn't do it, and they didn't have Gulf War syndrome.
And Captain Rovitz's comrades suffer severe and permanent side effects. This is, in the past 64 years, the United States military and other agencies within our government have used our servicemen and women as test subjects, which we've been saying for a long time, even when I was in the military, oftentimes in secret without informed
consent. Well, I think it's fair. I mean, we've tested on them. It's like the thing where she said men have died in war, it's time to draft little girls. It's their time to die, I think we should give all our kids this and just die, and I think it's liberal. You're going to be back later at 4 o'clock to go through all this in great detail. Let everybody know to tune in, Infowars.com/show. That's part of the revolution. This is a nightmare. Kids are getting paralyzed everywhere. They're testing to see if we notice it.
Don't get the flu shot. Do your research before you get the flu shot this
year. That's racist. Take it and get your coffin ready.
Save yourself.
No, it's liberal. Take it.
November 7th, 2016, less than 24 hours out, we
We have now reached the critical crossroads in history. The twilight of liberty and the long, dark night of tyranny. Or the rebirth of human freedom, not just in the United States, but worldwide. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com news studios in Austin, Texas, and broadcasting worldwide, this is the 52-hour live, uninterrupted, global broadcast covering the 2016 elections. And we're now 2 hours and 9 minutes into worldwide broadcast. We've got about 50 hours left. They can't hide it. All over the country, they're catching fraud against Trump. Bev Harris is a nonpartisan hero. She's a Democrat. She's a liberal, like the real liberals I know that are really good people. I was a big enemy of Bush's. I was a big enemy of the Clintons. I didn't like the stuff they were doing, all the corporatism, the sellouts, the missile secrets to China. But Bev Harris, more than any other election fraud expert ever, really has exposed more than anybody. And she said, look, they're fixing it for Hillary. She was on last Monday. She was on, you know, 8 days ago with us. And she said, it's really crazy. And what did Julian Assange come out 5 days later in a big exclusive interview and said, the intel is they're going to fix the election. People keep saying, well, where's the big bombshells? He's released it. Obama talking to her with secret email, talking about keeping the public poor, disparaging poor people, talking about rigging CNN, rigging MSNBC, rigging questions, rigging polls. In between weird-ass devil worship stuff. I mean, you know, I quite frankly can't believe this stuff. And more came out today about them rigging questions that Wolf Blitzer would ask Donald Trump. The Democrats have hit a new bottom. I'm sure the Republican establishment that's been backing them would probably hit an even bigger bottom if it was some Republican candidate they put in. But Trump is the opposite of that. Now, our guest isn't on about Trump, isn't on about parties. But the truth is, whether it's Assange or whether it's the head of the Green Party, you know, coming out saying Hillary's a vote for war, or whether, you know, Jill Stein, real liberals just cover the facts. And the fact is there's election fraud going on. The fact is they've discovered software around the country that allows them to shave with the fractions. And so Bev Harris joined us last Monday. It was a huge bombshell interview, more than 8 million views just on video platforms, not just this show with 3 million listeners and viewers every hour now on average. So the good news is this is getting out. The problem is mainstream media is acting like none of this is happening. They will not cover it. They would have her on when she was exposing the Republicans of fraud. But she said, listen, and I know who he is. I'm aware of his work. She said, John Brakey is like one of the leading real experts you should have on. So we're honored to have him here. He is an elections investigator, election integrity advocate, and former business owner. He is co-founder of Audit AZ, Americans for Democracy, Integrity, and Transparency in Elections, which assisted with winning the RTA election records lawsuit, awarding plaintiffs the largest yield of electronic elections data in the country to date. While fighting for transparency, publicly verified elections, John Brakey and his team discovered, and I should just let him go through this because this would take 20 minutes to go through, but they are the real deal, and they're proving it in court and winning. And now they found the mother lode. And it is just horrific to know this is happening. And then to see the media say it doesn't exist, there's no fraud. It's very, very painful. So election officials dig in to hide potential proof of electronic vote rigging Tuesday. So he's here to break it down, one of the leading experts. Bev Harris says bigger expert than she is. And she's a very humble lady. The point is she's been very effective and very accurate. Wow, thank you for joining us, sir. Election Nightmares. .com is there on screen for TV viewers, electionnightmares.com. You're the expert. Where should we start?
Well, you know, let's leave off where Bev Harris, you know, pick up where she left off, is that, you know, the big effort that we're making on a national level is that the technology is changing, and we want elections that are, one, transparent, take the black box and turn it into a transparent box.
Glass house.
Yeah. Two, we must have elections that are transparent. And that means chain of custody, you know, it means in the ESNS world or Sequoia cast vote records that have a hyperlink to the ballot image. And then it also means that elections become publicly verifiable. And we know how to do that. And the technology is taking us there because the old system of a marked sensor technology is disappearing and they are creating ballot images. Now, the bad thing about these ballot images, they're being destroyed everywhere. And that's what we're finding out. I have sued Pima County, won the court case. They must preserve their ballot images. And then we put another 10 counties in the state of Arizona on notice that if they destroy these images, they have committed a class 6 felony. And we are urgently pushing them very hard and letting them know that we'll put our lawyers on them if they do destroy these images. And then we find it's happening in Colorado. Bob Petrakis in Ohio just sued his Secretary of State. And of course, we have no media, but we got Alex Jones. And thank
you.
Well,
I was about to say, though, sir, Obama says there's no such thing as election fraud, but he separately says we're at the greatest threat ever from the Russians. So we've had to federalize it. I mean, that sounds like a fever dream or something. It sounds like insanity. What's really going on?
Well, we're moving into an Orwellian world, and everything they say is the opposite. And you know, we don't need the feds involved. We know, well, you know, in my experience, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years. In fact, Alex, this is my anniversary.
Wow.
For getting down the rabbit hole. It was on November 7th, 2004, that I caught a very sophisticated trick and switch going on at my precinct. I was a cluster captain of 4, and I spent 1,000 hours investigating that and then realized that what I caught wasn't happening everywhere. It was a stack. And in case they had an audit, they can say, go audit this precinct because the way they had set the thing up.
And so they got an algorithm that selectively does it here and there so they can deny.
Fraction magic is real. Okay. And it is very easy to program.
And define that, because I know you're really smart engineers. You're inside the box and outside the box. Define it for me like I'm 5 years old.
Well, fraction magic is a application that was found by Benny Smith out of Memphis, Tennessee, where he followed basically the cheese back to the rat by getting those databases that Bev sent off to Europe to get decrypted. When they came back, that he was able to go ahead and find how the system was rigged. And of course, they do it on a precinct level because elections are stolen on a precinct level because that's how the demographics work. And so basically, you can go ahead and really program the database through this application to give the results that you want to give. And then what's really startling about it is that, you know, in some locations, not very many, we do have some hand count audits. And the first time I got introduced to fraction magic, what I wanted to see is how fast I could de-rig, because, you know, I've been arrested because I've challenged elections and how they did the lottery drawings or try to rig the recounts. And I know that when they do a lottery pick, if they do not commit the precinct results on the spot before they do the drawing, that they can walk in the back room and within a minute de-rig the precincts that they have selected to audit, and the audits will match up. That's a scary thing.
So we've got criminal managerial level accounting. Obviously, that's how they've taken over, where they've already got it set up for their so-called remedy. If you do catch them, how do you counter that?
Well, pretty simple. Fraction magic will change the numbers in the database, but it cannot change a ballot image.
So we make them save the ballot image. Now let's talk about this election, all the different news coming in of dead people and people voting multiple times, but that's voter fraud, but it's being organized. And then we also have, obviously, digital stuff that's a lot harder to find, and we've got a lot of vote flipping. I mean, I guess that's the older standard way. What does it mean when we start seeing a bunch of vote flipping? Like one, and it seems to be always against Trump.
A very sophisticated hack is not going to show you on the screen what's really happening with a lot of these DREs. And I can't say this is a fact. I mean, you know, but they're 12 years old. They were cheaply built back in with the Help America.
Yeah, it's a 12-year-old cheap computer. So it's just frizzing out.
It's freaking out. It's not calibrated problem. The screens are delaminating. And the real, you know, look there. But the real trick is going inside the computer.
And we've caught companies loading the Fraction Magic program on. Shouldn't be there to be able to pre-program. I mean, that's the proof.
Yeah, yeah. And the proof is they can't prove that elections are honest because they don't verify. And if we can get at these ballot images, okay, then we could verify. It's these ballot images is what the machine counts.
When sure, so you guys are excited because you found a way, since these programs already have it in them, to be able to have people have a record, have a receipt, go back and check it, do spot counts, do spot checks, and really verify precinct by precinct.
But it's not being done. It's being rigged.
Let me ask you this then. Why are more and more of the companies doing the image save software if it's their undoing?
Because the mark sensor technology. Remember we were in school and we took the Iowa test and you filled in the bubble?
Oh, the scanner's working off of that. So that's just the basis of it.
Right. The new scanners use ballot images because that's the technology. We're at a point now.
So it's like Scantron. It's like Scantron.
Yeah, it's like taking a document scanner and scanning in your document.
Got it. Okay, I see. So it's part of the process. So they might as well just save that. It's like saving the ballots. It's digital with compression. It's totally cheap.
Yeah, and they're not doing it, Alex.
In fact, as you expose and others, they're working very hard to expunge it.
Yes, and they're doing it over and over in places that we check.
Yeah, and that's always evidence of the crime once we've caught them. Wow, John Brakey, amazing. ElectionNightmares.com. Aren't you glad there's folks like this guy, the opposite of lazy asses watching football all day, that is actually there fighting for us? We'll be right back with more straight ahead. It's election 2016. We're only 12 hours out, folks. I read the news. Well, Hillary had already planned her victory tomorrow with fireworks set for 10 o'clock Eastern. Funny, a lot of times you wouldn't think the election results wouldn't be in until maybe 10 or 11 Pacific. That'd be 8 o'clock Pacific, but they've canceled that fireworks display. They're not saying they're holding back. They've just canceled it. In every battleground state, Trump's ahead in their skewed polls, even in the skewed polls. And here's the New York Times. TV networks face a skeptical public on election night. Yeah, look for CNN that keeps projecting her as the winner to say she's the winner at 6 o'clock at night. So people all across the West don't go out and vote. Just another nasty trick like Ted Cruz got caught doing in Iowa, saying Ben Carson had quit, and then he got a big percentage of his votes the next 3 hours. I want to have this gentleman back, obviously, to get into a bigger in-depth discussion of this. But I got to tell you, it is just mind-blowing when Bev Harris, she's not a person that gets up there and crows about things. She said, undoubtedly, this is the biggest thing she's ever discovered, they've ever discovered. In fact, it's bigger than everything. It's how they're doing and how they're putting a program on that shouldn't be there. You know, it shouldn't be there. And it's there, and they go to the polling places and they run in fear. They've arrested this guy. Wow. So going back to John Brakey of electionnightmares.com, in the 5 minutes we have left, other key points you want to impart to people.
Well, I would urge people to file a records request at their county, and I would ask for the ballot images, and when they say they don't have them, then why don't you? And because that is the future. We need to change out this junk equipment. We got to make elections transparent, trackable, and publicly verifiable. You know, in your earlier hour, you were talking about community, and, you know, what I want to add to that is that, you know, the final solution is to get back to a precinct type level voting, that we are doing hand counts and verifying there at these precincts.
Which they admit, as you said, statistically, it's easier to do paper, verify at the precinct. It's put on the wall. Everybody sees it. You add them together. That's how it should be done.
Absolutely, Alex. And we have to get there because everything else is a game. And the sad thing, that's kind of the history of this country, is that since the very beginning that, you know, really voting has been a struggle. And, you know, and there are people in this country, I call them the status quo, that keep things the way they are. Our whole system, I can see from all the years I've been involved fighting corruption, is a pay-to-play system, is how it works.
That's right. I mean, the real way you get stuff done is pay-to-play. And some areas may have decent voting, but others don't. There's clearly, though, because they know there's an awakening, a populism that transcends left or right. There's a real appetite now in the establishment to really push the envelope and be very naked about it. And I think that's where they failed. I think their brazen rigging of polls and everything is really blowing up in their face. And I've never seen the public more receptive now to exposing election fraud. Have you found that?
Totally, Alex, is that, you know, I feel like we've passed the Rubicon. Voter fraud was an Orwellian trick. Everything that went wrong in election, they call it voter fraud, when the reality is it's election fraud.
Election fraud.
Yeah. You know, if I could just give one little quick story about Massachusetts. You know, I canvassed the whole country in this last election cycle. I took off the whole year thus far and worked elections. In Massachusetts, they have 351 municipalities. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the votes that are counted in five of the states of New England are counted by the mafia. It's a group called LHS, okay? And in Massachusetts, the 351 municipalities, a lot of them subcontract out their elections to this company, and they come in and basically run the machines, program them, and set them up. Well, anyway, in that election with Bernie Sanders against Hillary, Bernie Sanders lost the state by 1.42%. But shockingly, 68 of these small communities hand-counted their votes, and Sanders won that by an average of 17.9%.
Isn't that funny, where you actually had real voting, Sanders won, but they were so naked. Again, they just said, we don't care he's winning all over the country, and Stanford certified that it's a fraud. Hillary just said, I have the superdelegates, that's who counts. So I think their arrogance, again, I mean, to see them on TV going, your popular vote doesn't matter, I mean, that was crazy. Why'd they do that?
Because they are running the game, they manipulate, they're ballot harvesting. I look at the system and I break it down by segments. And, you know, another good example of the big heist in this country thus far was California. That heist was incredible, what they did there, okay?
From Sanders.
Back, yeah, it was.
I mean, it was even in the New York Daily News that they just met the day before with CNN and AP with the superdelegates and decided what it would be.
Yeah. And then they stole it. What they did in California is an incredible, that on the front end of election night, Hillary was winning by 26 points in the vote by mail. The next morning when I woke up, she only won by 13. The vote by mail was stacked in the front end. They sent other ballots back to the back end, which is unaudited. At the precinct, 2.5 million people.
You know what? If you can do five more minutes, and then I've got another big Clinton insider coming on. Can you break down? Because I followed it, but you're an expert. Can you break down what they admit they did in California?
Yeah, I certainly can.
Well, let's come back and talk about that. This is incredible.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I've got some super exciting news for you. Hillary's canceled her victory fireworks display. She is desperately in seven different blue states, refuses to campaign until now, begging people to vote because they're all about to fall to Trump and the new populism. And they stole it from Sanders, folks. He probably could have actually beat Trump. He was an outsider, whether you like his politics or not. And they stole it and tried to put a Clinton in. I mean, Jeb Bush was getting 4% in national polls. So was Hillary, 4% or 5%. And they didn't look at that and say, hey, we shouldn't sell these people to the public. Nobody's going to buy it. They still did it. I tell you, there is a wind on down the road, folks. And in 2016, we're there. And if they try to steal this in front of God and country, it's going to wake up the country even faster. Quite frankly, I hope they try to steal it from Trump because that ensures their defeat. But Trump gets in, we're going to be in an uphill battle because things are really in deep trouble. But we're going to see what happens. But if they try to steal it. Now, here is the latest breaking news. This is from the Clinton News Network having to admit it. Hillary is behind in early voting in Florida. Hillary is behind in North Carolina. Of course she is. The Democrats hate her. I live in Austin, Texas. My mother was a Democrat. My dad's a Republican. All her friends have been Democrats. They came over to her house last week. I was there. They all hate Hillary. They know what went on. Every real liberal, like Julian Assange, Bev Harris, you name it, Jill Stein is against Hillary and say she wants World War III because she does. She makes terrible decisions. She cannot be challenged. She must have her way. You can't do that with China and Russia. So I can tell you right now, the numbers are there. We've covered them. He's 2, he's 3, he's 6, he's 7, he's 8, he's 10 points ahead in all the battlegrounds, depending on which state it is, which poll it is. It's that whole gambit. And that's with oversampling for Hillary. And I get there's more Democrats than Republicans, but they, in the actuaries, vote less than Republicans. So it kind of equals out. So she should be, with oversampling, 10 points ahead. She's not. She's behind. But the mafia's behind her. The big money, the banks, Goldman Sachs, Wall Street, they're not going to give up, folks. They overthrow countries all the time. That's why they're so confident. America's just one more piece of living space for them. But it's an epic time because nobody jokes about election fraud now. Nobody believes mainstream media now. Again, we have video streams running right now, separate from 20 years of me being on air, 20 plus, to get 3 million listeners during the show. It took me 20 years. We had 50 million views last week on just live streams. We have 2 million people right now on Facebook, YouTube, and our own stream watching. 2 million. CNN doesn't have 2 million viewers for their top shows. And again, I'm not bragging. It's not that I'm good. They're that bad. Larry Nichols coming up, former Clinton insider moment, who said Comey by Saturday or Sunday, he said it a week ago, would say no investigation. It was a way to distract from WikiLeaks, which was all bombshell. Now, in closing, I want to thank John Brakey of electionnightmares.com, one of the leading experts in the country. Engineers exposing fraud, been arrested, you know, trying to ferret this info out. You were getting into California and how it was stolen from Sanders. Lay that out for folks because, again, even Stanford University looked at your research and others and said, yeah, in what, 10 states he was robbed. My God, he won New Hampshire, and then they gave the delegates to her. We interviewed a superdelegate. He goes, it doesn't matter if he wins all the states. Hillary gets it. We decide in the party. George Will wrote that Washington Post article saying, quote, a mere plurality of voters does not win this. It is we, the sovereigns of the party. I mean, these guys are almost like Kim Jong-un of North Korea, waddling around, not realizing how ridiculous they are, saying our vote doesn't count to our face. So where does that go, John? Break it down for us. We've lost his audio. Let's fade him up or check it. Yeah, we lost your audio real quick. John, go ahead and start back over. Do we have you?
Yeah, I'm back. Can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's as you say, it is election fraud. Most of us can clearly see it. Like I said, I've been canvassing the whole country. California had to be the biggest heist that I have ever personally covered. And I've covered a lot of heists in Maricopa, Pima County, Massachusetts, other states. But California was bold because on election night, when the vote by mail came in, you know, of course, I pulled down the results. And you can see with the precinct votes coming in, when it says zero and there's 200,000 votes there, it's all vote by mail. In the vote by mail, they stacked it on the front end, and they're using these Pitney Bowes mail sorters that also verify your signature. And it could be a situation that, you know, oh, you're voting for Bernie. We'll count you later because we're not verifying 35% of the vote, which is the tail end. That's the stack. At the precinct, it's shocking. It was the strip. And stripping people of their right to vote by forcing them into provisionals. 2,500,000 people want to vote on a Democratic ticket at the precinct. 550,000 people were forced into provisional ballots that did not get counted until after the canvass. Once the precinct vote was in, which was about 64 to 65% of the overall vote, they called the election, okay? With 35% more to be counted, which was another 2.5 million. That was, in my belief, was fraction magic, because if you look at the rules of large numbers and how they table off and go flat, this thing didn't. You found a situation like in Arizona, Hillary Clinton won the vote by mail by 60%, and then Bernie Sanders wins the precinct vote by 59%. That's a 40-point spread. That's unheard of. I've never seen anything like it in all the years I've been canvassing. Okay, this is part of the pattern that happened across. In fact, Bob Petrakis and Harvey Wasserman wrote a book called the Strip and Flip. And I add to that the stack. And by the way, that's what I found 12 years ago in that first canvas I ever did on my own precinct.
Here's my question for you, John Brakey. Is Hillary arrogant enough to do it? Because it appears, and this is what Bev said, that there's a landslide for Trump. They've been rigging everything. Are they crazy enough, or you disagree that they're stealing it? Are they crazy enough to really try this with this huge populist movement?
You know, I don't know what the polls really are, and I don't believe the polls at all, okay? I think that they are rigged, and, you know, and once again, thank you, Bob Petraeus in Ohio, for suing Edison, the company, you know, for they tried
no,
to
No, but
get-
I mean, sure, but I mean, they tell you in the CNN polls and others, they go, we're adding 12% more Democrats, or we're adding, I've seen 46% more added in the CNN poll to have her at 68%. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I agree, but I'm not looking into that hard. I think the poll that really matters to me is the one that's going to happen tomorrow, and then try to figure out how they rigged it, and then look at the numbers as they come in, because, you know, there are patterns, and you look for this, what I call...
Sure, and they'll have early announcements, early projected winners. Isn't that one of their favorite tactics?
Oh, of course it is, but we're not done until all the numbers are in, at least the work that we do to try to expose...
And that's, I mean, regardless of what you think of Trump, I don't know your view on him, isn't it good he's pointing out fraud? Isn't it good saying he'll challenge? Isn't that refreshing?
Yes, it is, and I want you to know that we made a reach out to the Trump campaign to try to help them understand election fraud, and we didn't have much success.
So well, here's the problem, because it's not a bureaucracy. You're literally dealing with one guy, and he literally... is up 18 hours a day trying to figure it all out. And it's been a crash course in brain surgery for him. But believe me, he's aware and he appreciates what everybody's doing. And we want to thank you, John Brakey, electionnightmares.com. Thank you, sir.
And I want to thank you for all the good you do, my friend. And I'm very appreciative to have the opportunity to come on your fine show.
Thank you. No, I am just so honored to be associated with people like that. I mean, it's good to be around people that care, have that fire of liberty, that are informed, that are smart. Now, look at the general public. You know, a lot of them are like zombies. People run up to me and they say, hey, Alex, you know, they say, you only think of the NFL. I got some tickets. You want to fly out and see the playoffs? And I'm like, I remember actually going and seeing NFL playoffs when I was about 18. I'm actually thinking, yeah, that'd be fun. But you know what? I remember one time Nolan Ryan's son invited me to go see a Rangers game. This is like 20 years ago. And I said, you know, I can't do it. I said, I just got to fight. And it's not that I'm being goody two shoes about it. It's just that I can't sit there and go to these things and do this and care about a game. I can go watch a movie and have fun, but I just can't go and like have all my political energy and everything involved in caring about a game when there's this big giant game that affects my life forever and it's being rigged. And that's what Stefan Molyneux was talking about earlier. He said, this is a big game for the whole future of Western civilization. And it's so epic. So, of course, I'm fully committed to this game because it affects my kids. Let me tell you, I could get lost hiking and kayaking and painting and cooking. I used to be a great cook. Oh, man, I love cooking steaks or chicken or casseroles. And I used to be a great cook. I'm a great cook. I could just so easily work 8 hours a day and just go home and cook food and hang out with my kids. I want to so bad. But here's the deal. There's bad people coming after my kids. And I try not to cry on the air, but this is the whole future of the country lined up here. And it's not crying because I'm sad. It's crying because I feel extremely violent. I mean, I don't want Hillary Clinton as president. I don't mean violence against her, but it's just my very energy is, you know, I can work 25 hours a day. And I don't mean that sarcastically right now, but I mean, that's the point I've reached here. I've got unlimited energy now. My understanding of things has intensified so much because I have fully committed to this fight. I just want listeners to understand, it's not a burden to be committed to liberty. It is a blessing. And I think my lucky stars every moment that I am not like these zombies. I mean, I go out in public and I am freaked out when I go into wealthy and trendy areas. The OCD, the weirdness, the neuroses, the entitlement. But you know where I feel really good? When I get a tour of a factory, or I go out around people working in the fields, or I get around people that are involved and happy and having a great life who have got things and pressures in their lives, they're alive. You know, that's why people see this beauty in immigrants to this country when they come from places like Mexico or wherever, because it's hardworking folks and people are involved and they seem satisfied and there's something about them. They're just farmers. We used to be farmers. They took that away from us. We're just one generation away from that. And our farmers were great people. But you take some Mexican farmer and their kid gets put in school and turned into a spoiled brat, anti-American asshole. And that's because that's what the corporations want. They don't want what Thomas Jefferson wrote about yeoman farmers. Hard-working, smart people that are confident and good. I'll tell you right now, if you read history, the globalists are so scared of farmers. Because what are farmers? They're families. They're men. They're women. They're self-sufficient people. They grow things. They're close to the earth. They're strong. They don't want you to be a farmer. They want you to be under their control. I'm not going to belabor this. We're running specials right now that undoubtedly fund the very tip of the fiery spear that is human resistance, that is the real spear of destiny. You are the spear of destiny. And I want to just encourage all of you right now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and fund our operation and get stuff like DNA Force you absolutely need, Super Male Vitality. We have the new Brain Force that just came in that's got, was it 20% stronger? Same price. And it's just got more pills in there or whatever. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 30-40% off InfoWars Storable Food, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off Pro Pure King Water Filters, 25% off Secret 12, 15% off All Pro Gun, Molon Labe, Come and Take It Apparel. And I forgot, I haven't even plugged it. I didn't read my own sheet. Free shipping, good Lord, on top of 30% discounts to 40% discounts, free shipping store-wide. And you can sign up for auto shipping at 10% off. A lot of that brings stuff below cost. And it funds our operation. And let me tell you something. I see money coming in here as bombs, as weapons. And I look at the weapons I've got, and I just thank God for it. And thank God you're doing it. Not about ego. It's not about, quite frankly, I want to move to like a blue-collar area. Just get away from the middle-class people I'm around. These, I don't live in that rich of an area. I just live where I can be behind a gate and have some security. And every time I'm out walking the dog, somebody's like, you live around here? And I'm like, hey, you son of a bitch. No, I don't live around here. Go to hell. I mean, I don't mean to be like that, but, you know, I just can't stand it. You know, I just am a common person. And I don't want wealth and trappings. I want victory. I want red blood for humanity. I want strength. I want honor. I want to go to the stars. I want to stomp control freaks and pedophiles into the damn ground. I want to just grab them by their mouths and rip their lower mandibles right off their head. I want to show them what real strength is, these pieces of crap. And I believe humanity has the energy and the soul and the will to do it. And we're proving that. And InfoWars and our spirit is powering the resistance. The enemy's smart. They said 10 years ago, when the Tea Party started, they said Alex Jones is the high priest of the Tea Party and needs to be washed, because they know. They know my spirit's real. That's why Hillary calls me Dark Heart. It's not about me. But I'm just telling you, this rediscovery of humanity is the key, and I want to thank you all for your support and everything you've done and everything you've stood for, and I am just honored. And you, believe me, I am doing everything I can to deliver. I am doing everything I can for you and my family and my ancestors to do the best job I can. That's why I don't like you thanking me, because Lord knows I drop the ball a lot and I'm pissed off at myself. But I'm committed to you, and I will never falter or waver. I will never back down. I will never sell you out. I will never, because I won't sell my soul out or my kids out. I have empathy. You are just as important as my brother or my sister or my father or my mother. No matter what color you are, you bleed red blood, you want freedom, I will kill for you. I will fight for you. I will never surrender. I will never back down. I will never give in. And it's time for good people to stand up and take action, and we're doing it, and we've won. Our spirit of liberty has spread. They are panicking. They want to steal this from Trump. They don't know what to do. They want to declare that we're discredited. They're discredited. It's a joke. Donald Trump's already won. You've already won. We forced these guys out into the daylight. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time for Larry Nichols. But I want to thank you all for your support. This is his history that's happening right now. So thank you. Take advantage of things you need, and take advantage and get those things you need and the funding we need together to dominate the enemy and to be strong and to be able to take their slings and arrows. I've taken so many slings and arrows, I make a joke. I wasn't born in this life with body armor, but I've taken so many arrows and so many stones and so many cuts, and I've got so much scar tissue that it's my strength. It's thick, drags the ground, and I love every bit of it. because it's the animating contest of liberty. It's everything they've tried to stop us from going through so that we will not rise to the next level. Let's go to Larry Nichols. Larry, I appreciate you, former Clinton insider. Your credibility only goes up as everything you've talked about comes true. You said the witches' coven, the satanic rituals, it's all out in the WikiLeaks. You said 8 days ago on air that they're going to come out on Saturday or Sunday, 2 days before the election, and now she's totally exonerated to ignore all the other stuff that happened. Rush Limbaugh was correct as well, but I guess you might have talked to the same Supreme Court justice that told you that. And we know a bunch of FBI guys got fired to talk to you just yesterday. But it doesn't matter. There's no future. That's not dishonor to be fired doing the right thing. This is an epic town to be alive. They're saying she's behind in North Carolina. North Carolina, she's behind in Florida. She's canceled her fireworks display. That may be playing possum. And she's got a lot of tricks up her sleeve. But what are you smelling and what are your sources saying right now? What's in the air, Larry Nichols?
All right, Alex, you got to be careful. Remember what I've told you for years, literally, that the last thing they'll do is show her behind.
They want her underdog to get her minions out and make it believable.
They're scared to death, and that's why they're pushing so hard at this late date. I would have never agreed to them showing underdog status the day before the election. That's pushing it too bad, but that's how nervous they are.
Obama looks completely shook up, too.
Yeah, Alex.
He looks like he's scared. I love seeing that.
Yeah, here's the truth. As I see it from looking, I enjoyed your guest before me. As I see it today, Hillary wins by six. Now, wait a minute. Hillary wins by six. But in truth, the actual vote, Trump's up by two or three. So what does that mean? That means if we will do the two things that I'm going to tell today, if I have time, we can curtail voter fraud enough, Alex, to where you can have victory. We can have victory.
And when you say voter fraud, it's all election because it's individuals, but they're being orchestrated. So isn't that really election fraud as well?
That's right. I mean, it's absolute. They're pulling out every trick in the book, every one. So let me.
And they're getting caught. So what does that mean?
Well, now there's the problem. Who are you going to call? They're getting caught. But you see, that's the problem with this syndicate that I've told you about. That's Arkansas in the 80s and 90s. They control the Justice Department. They control the FBI. They control the media. They are going to control Congress very soon if we don't stop them. So the problem is they don't even care if they get caught because they know there's no place for us to go to take action on it. So they think. Here's the dirty trick. They're scared to death. So if your listeners will do this for me, two things. And I'd like to talk about gun control because I brought that up yesterday.
Yeah, that's in the WikiLeaks. Total gun ban.
Well, so
everything with bolt action.
Well, let me tell you what they're going to do in gun control because I've just been besieged because of your program about it. Here's what's coming within 6 months. I have actually seen the draft of it. They're coming in within 6 months. Hillary will do a presidential executive order calling for gun registration nationwide.
No, that's in the WikiLeaks.
Well, okay. Well, what I saw wasn't WikiLeaks. What I saw was what I was provided by the same group that told me about what was happening with the Wiener email.
Well, it's just her promising executive action once she's in and once there's a trigger event.
That's right. And the way she's going to get around it is by going executive order, doing registration on firearms. She's not violating, as she will say, the Second Amendment because we're not keeping people from having weapons. We're just
tracking them.
Then within 6 months of that, as within her first year, year and a half, she will do what they call conforming. Conforming under their code word, conforming means they're going to say, all right, folks, Alex, you've got a shotgun. Let's see. What can a shotgun be used for? Well, it can hunt ducks. You can use it to hunt. You can use it to protect yourself. So therefore, you know what? You can have one of those. But then they're going to say an AK-47 with clips that hold 20, 30, 40 rounds. What can you use those for? Well, you don't use them to hunt ducks. You can't take them into the woods because of the high-capacity clips. The only thing they can be used for are, you know,
sure, they ban. They admit it. They want to ban all semi-auto. That's the admitted. Hell, they're in the Washington Post saying time to ban everything but single shot.
That's right. So once again, she's going to go at that and say, this is how this dirty plot works. This is how this trick works out. So she's going to issue another executive order within this first year and a half, making people turn in their weapons that do not conform to what, you know, they think.
And when folks don't, they do a soft gun control where they persecute gun owners as they beta tested in Illinois and California. I concur. We're experts on that. We agree with you.
There you go. First. So anyway, that's what's coming to the people that were.
Sure, but what about election tomorrow? What's the intel?
You do two things. Two things tomorrow. And I swear to everyone listening to me, you will. We'll win this election. When you go in, we've talked about it before. First thing, protect your vote. You walk in, if it's a voting machine, you make them prove before you leave that booth that every vote you cast is officially recorded the way you cast it. If they don't, then you make them give you a paper ballot. Now, I've already had people call me, Alex, thanks to you. They've reported it to your website, by the way. They've already gone, requested paper ballots. They were told they didn't have them, couldn't get them. Well, when they pressed the issue, come to find out they did have them. But when you go in, if they can't verify your vote, demand a paper ballot. If they say they don't have them, then you
go. And now when that precinct goes sideways, you can overthrow the entire deal because they didn't give you a paper ballot. And yes, we're getting
So what you do is you find out where can you go to get a paper ballot. And they'll say, well, you'll have to go to the whatever place. Well, go there and get a paper ballot. But before you leave that precinct, if they say they don't have a paper ballot, because remember, under law, they're supposed to have paper ballots available, if nothing else, if the power goes off. If they don't do that, before you leave, you call the police. They're not going to come with their lights flashing. You're just calling and reporting exactly what happened.
Well, I got to say, I mean, the police aren't perfect, but compared to the globalists, they're good people. They're really awake to what's happening. I'm told they've been they've been arresting a bunch of people and actually filling out reports where they had. Usually, you know, the cops are told to cover it up. They're not covering it up.
No, remember, those guys are with us. They don't want Hillary. My God, they're the ones being shot. They're the ones who've got targets on their backs thanks to Obama and Hillary. So anyway, call the police. Then the minute you call the police, you go to InfoWars where your site is to report voter fraud. Report it. Now, folks, please, if that has to be contested in court, Trump needs, he needs verifiable instances of voter fraud.
He needs a crap ton.
That's right. Now, the next thing you do is, this is where it gets a little difficult, Alex. When you're through voting, take time out of your day and spend an hour or two or three or the whole day. Sit there at that precinct and watch. And when you see a van pull up with five or six people getting out, going in and voting, come back, get the van.
You get photos up front. Back. You follow you it legally to the next place. You show the photos again. You release it to InfoWars at vote@InfoWars.com.
There you go.
Stay there, Larry. We're going to come back to you for five more minutes. Larry Nichols is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We are now 3 hours in to the 52-hour broadcast. We have 49 hours left. We're going to be broadcasting live right through the night, right through tomorrow, on Election Day, right into Wednesday. DrudgeReport.com is linked at the top to InfoWars.com/show. Send that link out. Send DrudgeReport.com out, because if they shut us down, because we got hack attacks going on, we want you to have other places. DrudgeReport.com. And send all the video links out right now. That's part of the revolution, too. Voting by making independent media 10 times bigger. We're already bigger. Need to be 10 times bigger to totally dwarf the sickening demon CNN. By the way, Larry didn't ask for this, but we're going to do it here in a moment. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war.
Oh, yeah.
It's Alex Jones.
It's the front lines. I was on the front lines 21 years ago when I first got on air. I was interviewing FBI agents, Secret Service, NSA people, Larry Nichols. I had, like, stuff you wouldn't believe. I haven't even told half the stories. Because the Clintons were really smart. It came out in the Joseph Farah lawsuits and Judicial Watch from the Clinton Library. How, before they were even president, they were obsessed with controlling media and having no other narratives. And they were all in there saying that we must shut down anything new in the future. And their first target was the Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah. Then it was Matt Drudge. But and obviously Larry Nichols even before that. But I'm going to come back in the next segment with David and I, continue on for a while, and then I'll be back tonight, like, I guess, 8 to midnight. Jesse James, I've known him for about 5 years. I've hung out with him and DeJory and others. They're big patriots. And, of course, he's big friends with Trump. And Trump's launched a national organization, pro-gun movement, with Jesse James. So we're going to have Jesse James in studio tonight. By the way, people say Jesse James and the Sandra Bullock stuff. That everything you hear, and that's the opposite, folks. And I'm not going to talk about it, but everything you heard was the opposite of reality. And he's not coming on about that. It's just that that guy is like a literal blacksmith, 15 hours a day in a burning blacksmith deal. So I used to live next door to him. I don't anymore. It's like I moved in and then Jesse James moves in. That's how I got to know Jesse James like 6 years ago. But the guy is like Vulcan or something, you know, the Greek or the Roman god, and they're beating in a furnace in these spacesuits he wears, making with huge fires. I mean, it's him actually in there making all the stuff. It's crazy. You'll be like 10 o'clock at night, there's like fire shooting out. He's like, you know, beating it with hammers. But he wants to come on, and so, okay, he's coming on the show. So that's happening tonight. A lot of other surprise guests as well. Getting back to Larry Nichols, I want to put this on screen. Larry, we went up there a year ago because he's diagnosed with lung cancer, and he's really gotten in bad shape since then, and we're praying for him. And he's a really great guy, and I don't want to get into with him on air how he's doing because he's told me it's not too well. But it's Nichols Live at AOL.com. Go make a $5, $10, $100 donation. His cancer treatment's very expensive. He's taking it to stay alive. We need him. Nichols Live at AOL.com. He doesn't ask for it. But Larry Nichols, 58 Kingston Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. He's a great patriot and is just dead on what he's been breaking down. But in the few minutes we got left, getting into any other facets we should cover.
Yeah, there are two things. Completing what I was saying, the biggest thing that will swing this election, I swear to God, because I've done it. I've rigged more elections than most people have ever voted in. If you will commit to the time to stand at the precinct after you vote and subtly, don't make a big scene, just subtly let people know that you're there watching and witnessing to catch voter fraud, you know what'll happen, Alex? They'll leave. They'll go someplace else. It's like the home that has, you know, to a burger, a home's got...
No, I get it. You're stalling them. Instead of them getting to vote 10 times, they'll get to vote twice that day. If citizens just show that we're watching, they'll back off.
They'll back off, and I know it because I had to direct it.
And let me ask you, why would Obama come out and say, yes, go ahead and vote. If you're illegal, we won't come after you?
Because he doesn't care, Alex. This is the beginning of the takeover of this nation.
And they're all in. They're all in.
They are, and it shows you how far they're in trouble, and they know it because they're calling it out now. The second thing, and Alex, this is an awkward one for me, but I'm going to do it. It's called Second Chronicles Chapter 7, verse 14. That is the one scripture out of the Bible, Alex, where God tells you, if you'll get on your knees, pray, seek his face, turn from your evil ways, he'll heal our land. Folks, God is in control. If we ask
him, no, Alex, in fact, I've been meaning to do this all day, and then last week I haven't done it. That's my flesh is so prideful. But it is true. We have to hit our knees and admit we've been bad, and really mean it, like King David did, to turn this around. And it is time to hit a knee, because it's not that Donald Trump's perfect, but he symbolizes the return of not having an evil system out to get everybody. Larry
Alex,
Nichols.
One thing in closing: grow this network, and others like it. But this is
send it out, absolutely,
network.
Larry. God bless you. Give my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
The answer to 19.
And I will hear from heaven.
Is 1776.
And forgive their sin.
You're listening to the Alex Jones.
And will heal their land. You know, you want to get metaphysical. If you take a load of sin and do bad things and then don't say it was wrong and bad when it's against life and justice, it eats at you. God's plan is so incredible. Just legitimately don't be proud of it. Mean you're against it and try to not do it again, and I'll heal you. I'll give you a whole new lease. No, I want to keep all my sins, and I want to feel, you know, good about them, and I want to carry them out. If you hold on to a sin, it becomes something that takes you over. If you've paid for abortions because you were lied to or didn't know what was happening, God's not going to judge you as long as you admit, I shouldn't have done that for birth control. I was told. I was lied. I was deceived. I forgive myself. I forgive, you know, what I did, and I, may the baby please forgive me, and will God forgive me, and just freeze you. But if not, it becomes a human sacrifice. Not when you did it, but later when you learn about it and your heart's touched by the Holy Spirit and you don't do anything about it, then you're committed to that evil. And look, I'm somebody who am purely honest, and I've paid for quite a few abortions. Remember my dad, I was like 16, and I was scrounging around trying to get money and stuff, and he's like, son, you need to find a woman to get married if you want to, but you need to stop killing my grandkids. I'll never forget that. I was 16. He's there looking at me. I already paid for like 5 abortions. He said, I want you to stop killing my grandkids. And after that, I promised myself I would never do that again. And then I got a woman pregnant, got married, and had kids. It's been wonderful. They teach you it's so horrible to have kids. It's the greatest blessing ever, ladies and gentlemen. And I have killed my children. I love God. I know God forgives me. I love God. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, it was like, oh, it's just a blob of tissue. Oh, I lied to myself at the time, whatever. What are you going to do when you're 14, 15, 16? And, you know, the girls wanted to do it themselves so I could, you know, pass on the blame and say it was their fault. But it was my fault. But that's a whole other story. The point is, let's just get real here. Time for making jokes is over. Just like that famous song Along the Watchtower written by Bob Dylan. There are many of us here that think that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and that's not our fate. So let's stop talking falsely now. The hour is getting late. We can put that back on screen. I want to read from it. From the Bible. Because as Larry Nichols said, that's the key. And Larry Nichols did do the things he said for the Green Berets and then the CIA. He never talked about that. I don't know people that knew him. And he was a sign of the Dixie Mafia and stuff even worse. And the Clintons. It's Corinthians 7:14, King James Version. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God healed my land when I was 16 years old, and I decided to stop brawling and stop running around trying to get every girl I could. And it wasn't that I was some goody two-shoes. I was Mr. Badass. It was that, hell, I was doing stuff 20-year-old men were doing when I was 12. But the point was, is that it wasn't fulfilling me. It wasn't good. The minute I got on the straight and narrow, the minute I started following what God said, I'm not perfect, the minute was my life opened up and things were fulfilling. And Donald Trump isn't perfect. He's never claimed to be perfect. But he isn't out to get the people, and that's why the enemy is legitimately so scared of him. You understand the level of industrialization we've reached, that we could have space elevators by now, Mars bases, the whole nine yards. I mean, you understand that, right? That's why the elite are so arrogant. They've all sorts of super technologies been discovered. The internet's 40 years old, folks, 50 years old. It's unlimited what we could do together, but they don't want you, the profane, to have access to all that. And all I'm telling the so-called elite is, anybody butchering the genetics of this planet, anybody hurting the future free will of humanity, is no super uber mention. There's nothing Superman when you actively dumb people down. And I know full well I could take anybody, white, black, Hispanic, you name it, who had average IQ genetics and turned them into a absolute badass in politics, in life, and everything, if I have the time and energy to spend time with them. And I see you doing everything you can to make people small, and I'm just here to tell you, that's not godly. That's not lordly. That's not noble. You're not elite. You have stolen our future, and you're going to be removed. And that doesn't mean we're offering some Valhalla, Ragnarok, Gudurdamarong, perfect nirvana. But we have free will and good intention and seek an open, free society. with free will. You seek to dominate and shatter free will, and that is satanic. That is satanic. I love how in the modern world they push Satanism and stuff as if it's the free will and do what you want. Oh, really? Being some freaking cult that abuses people all day? That lowers you down to the level of the devil so you can be a slave of this fallen piece of trash? No. I want to play this clip. We're going to come back with David Knight, skip this break because we're broadcasting 20-something hours. Why not? 50-something hours. Excuse me. Right, we always do 20-something hours special broadcast a few times a year. We're going right through tomorrow, right through the next day, 52 hours. Are you part of spreading the word? You've already taken action. It's already shaking the foundations of the New World Order. What if you take the video feeds at Infowars.com/show? What if you send them out to everybody like Matt Drudge has done? What if you email it to your email list? What if you say this is forbidden information, live broadcast with all these special guests covering the election fraud? What's happening? Or how Hillary's canceling her fireworks display and losing in North Carolina and Florida. What happens if you do that? You change the world because you believe in yourself. You believe in God. You believe in taking action. And so many people have committed themselves to doing bad things, so they're guilty. So they say, I'll just go all the way. I'm never going to say I'm sorry. No, God understands. God made us in his image. How many trillions of times has God, through his consciousness, through us, experienced what we've been through? God knows us better than our own mothers. And God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Some will ask, why would God love people like King David or the prodigal son that comes back with all these bad things and prepare the big feast? The older son says, why are you doing this for him? I was always faithful. I was always here. I didn't do anything wrong. The father looks at him and says, he's back. He's not destroyed. I don't need to do that for you. You never even went down that path. Imagine how much I love you. But it's a celebration of pulling humanity back from the edge of doom, out of the devil's jaws. That's a celebration. Those of you out there that are better than I ever was, thank God you don't need some celebration. For whatever reason, you're made of better stuff than I. But the celebration when you've been so close to the devil, to be pulled back from that, makes me thank God, and God's real. The enemy knows there's a God. That's why it wants to set itself up as God and teach you that the state is God. They traffic in the souls of men. Here's a very important piece. I don't know what to call it. It should go super viral. Put together with Trump, the latest info by Michael Zimmerman, one of our great researchers and editors here. We're going to come back. I got a few other news stories to hit. I'm going to hand the baton to Knight. And Knight is going to be going all the way until 4 o'clock today. And then we're going to have Gucciardi and Dr. Group coming in with huge news. I mean, when I saw the LA Times and the Associated Press and CNN last weekend say, we don't know why there's all these thousands of kids. One article was hundreds, it was thousands, who were suddenly paralyzed. And then we knew full levels of vaccines. It was like a punch in the stomach. It was like, get out there and expose them. It's like I'm some goody two-shoes who had this instinct to go out and expose them. That's a normal response. I mean, I saw a lady run a red light yesterday and plow into some guy's car on the way to work. And I saw this firefighter get out of his car, his truck, go over help him. And I still had to go over because the car was on fire. And then they said, oh, we got it. They spread it off. And I said, yeah, I wasn't really seeing it all. I just saw her running. And they go, yeah, we got enough witnesses. You can go. But it wasn't some heroic thing to pull over and do that. It was just that if I almost drove off. I was like, oh, they got people there, but I better go over there. And again, what if the car would have stayed on fire? What if they would have needed help? I want that same help back. But I watched how people that were three cars ahead of me, who were right there as even more important witnesses than I, they sped off as soon as they could from that car wreck. And that's really the illustration of why we're in this crisis. So here is this report. We'll come back with David Knight. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. The career politicians hate Trump.
It's just awfully good that Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Trump's election is going to be the biggest you ever recorded in human history.
Do you think your business background helps you with campaigning?
I was doing the primaries. I spent less money than other people, and I did better. And that's what we want to do for the country. We want to spend less money and do better.
I am not in the habit of supporting people who attack my wife and attack my father.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz calling.
Death, destruction, terrorism, and weakness. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton.
Now the two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and...
Oh, no. All right, let's see if we can get Congressman Collins back. Obviously, we just lost his satellite feed.
I think the media is very dishonest. I say it all the time. I think they're among the most dishonest human beings I've ever met.
Clinton has some vulnerabilities herself because of her support in the 1990s for anti-crime legislation that ultimately helped contribute to this era of mass incarceration that she now speaks out again.
We just lost Breonna Keeler.
I'm not a super predator, Hillary. Okay,
fine. We'll talk about it.
Apologize to black people for mass incarceration.
I will be the nominee. There is no way that I won't be.
Is it acceptable that Wall Street and billionaires are spending hundreds of millions of dollars trying to buy elections? Is that democracy?
All of those Bernie Sanders voters who have been left out of the cold by a rigged system, we welcome you with open arms.
History is watching us now. It's waiting to see if we will rise to the occasion.
Just win, baby.
And if we will show the whole world that America is still free and independent and strong. I am with you. I will fight for you. And I will win for you. I am your voice.
By the way, Michael Zimmerman's made a lot of great videos, but he ran here during the break. He said, no, I put it in my folder. You should air it. This was put together by some great YouTuber, and that is We Are Deplorable. Add hashtag drain the swamp. And that only has 9,000 views, so everybody needs to get there. It needs to have 100 million views. We're going to put it up on Infowars.com and on our Facebook. And I would just basically say, Donald Trump, the media is our number one enemy. I think that's what you call the video. So we will get that out on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't like the one part about slapping Jeb Bush's hand, but the Bushes are really evil. We know he tore Bush all the way up. That was one of the first debates. But other than that, it's a perfect ad to counter all this. Briefly, well, I'm going to hand the baton to David Knight for the next hour and 40 minutes. Then I'll be back tonight. Jesse James coming in. He's got a great firearms company. But that's not why he's coming in. Well, we're going to have him in here in studio tonight with us. He's good buddies with Trump, and they're launching a national Second Amendment organization together to try to keep the other Second Amendment groups honest. Gun owners doesn't need that, but some of the other people do, quite frankly. And we've kind of kept the NRA honest. So, you know, that's a good thing here. You know, we're the people. We're policing all this. We're supposed to be involved. That is some evil thing for us to be involved in policing things. No, we're going to do it. It's happening. But I do just want everybody to know we're running the biggest special in our history, and this is everything. Discounted 20, 30, or 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping on top of it. That is unprecedented. And the little bit of profit we make on each item at that price, we need people to buy a lot of stuff. But you need storable food. You need DNA Force. You need Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet. You need Supermel Vitality. You need Survival Shield X2. You need Living Defense and Brain Force Plus that's now in stock. You need... the ProPure G2 King filter. That's 30% off. InfoWarsStore.com is the main umbrella site. Again, InfoWarsLife.com takes you to the nutraceuticals, the supplements, all of that. We got big discounts on Molon Labe, Come and Take It, Pro Gun Apparel, and a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping, 30 to 40% off. And on top of that, sign up for auto ship on stuff like organic coffee from Mexico. People say, why not made in America? There's no good coffee from the United States, I know of, okay? Point is, it's Patriots down there in Mexico, good folks. We buy from the Chiapas Rebels. It's way better than Guatemala. It's right on the border, though. It's fantastic. Wake of America coffee. Stuff like that's good to sign up for auto ship, the different supplements. And they've changed my life. So just check out the supplements, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And we'll keep the reporters we've got. We will hire more people. We will do more. We will be more aggressive. We will stand against the enemy. I don't want to sit here and ever, you know, cry wolf without telling you what's going on. But there's obviously little bugaboos and gremlins and saboteurs and infiltrators and the rest of it that we have to deal with. But that's all part of my life. I mean, it's fun. People play video games where they're battling bad guys because it's fun to dodge them and beat them. Well, we're doing that in the real world. We're not doing a simulation here. This is a real deal. And I resonate with Trump's commitment for justice and a level playing field. And we're going to keep Trump honest. I'll be honest with you. The calculus is complex. I just want to do what's right. I don't engage in calculus. I just do what's right. And if Hillary's dumb enough to steal this election and get in there, it's going to be an even worse road for the globalists, except for one thing. I keep thinking, well, we'll beat them even worse if they do that, except she started a nuclear war. So we got to get Trump in. But he's going to challenge any election fraud. He's way ahead. It's a very exciting time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But affecting this election, now listen to me very carefully. I'm handing the baton to David Knight. In this election, we've seen InfoWars go from 400 on the web to 170-something today. It'll be even higher tomorrow. But InfoWars is only, we're not based on InfoWars. We plug it. Here's a story. Here's an article. That's kind of a portal. But only a small portion, maybe 25% of people that actually are into what we do go to the site. We're all about other dozens of other platforms we're on, from Pinterest to Facebook to Twitter to YouTube to Google to you name it. That's where we, I've always been under attack, so I was always diversifying. And so we're even way bigger than that. And that's not to brag. It's to let you know the effect and the success you've had supporting us, your prayers, your financial support, getting products you need anyways. You can't find a bigger selection of non-GMO heirloom open-pollinated seeds anywhere. 14 different companies there. Lowest price, you name it. Buy your seeds there. Fruit trees, you name it. We got it all. Water filters, books, films, videos, T-shirts, nutraceuticals. It's all there. This is changing history. This paradigm of supporting patriots that support you. But bigger than that, at this point in this election, is I don't want to just have 5 million views today or 10 million over the next 2 days separate from our radio audience and go, oh, look, we had, you know, 6-7 million views on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on their different video platforms. Oh, look, we had 1 million on Periscope. We had 5 million on Facebook. We had 3 million on YouTube. We had 2 million. Oh, we had 10 million, you know, on our own platform. I want to see 50 million, 100 million, 200 million. I want it to just be so fantastical while we challenge the CNNs and the Fox News, the MSNBCs, and just show people what we're doing. And if you send the link out at InfoWars.com/show, like Drudge has done, top of his page last time I checked, and if others do it, the snowball is unstoppable. David Knight, tell us what you got coming up in the next hour and a half, my friend, and then more coming up today, obviously. A lot of big breaking news. Spread the links, folks. And I'll be back tonight, 8 o'clock, Central, David Knight.
Well, Alex, I got a lot of news from North Carolina, because North Carolina is in the focus. And as you know, I came from North Carolina. I want to talk about how this is being spun. And, of course, right now, Donald Trump is in North Carolina for yet another event. This guy is everywhere. It's amazing the amount of energy that Donald Trump has. And, of course, I'm going to be here for hours 4 and 5 of our 52-hour broadcast. This is part of a grassroots revolution, folks. This is a grassroots revolution against the establishment. And as Alex was talking about the metrics of just the website, Infowars.com, and how that has soared, I've seen just one other metric, our YouTube channel. I've seen the number of subscribers nearly go a factor of 10 higher than it was when I joined 4 years ago. So things are starting to pull together. But, you know, when I look at this election, the thing that kept coming to mind, I used to, this time of year, every year I would read with my sons when they were younger. We would go through and we'd read The Lord of the Rings. And there's a quote from The Lord of the Rings. "The quest stands on the edge of a knife. Stray but a little, it will fail to the ruin of all. Yet hope remains while the company is true. That's our pledge to you. We will do our best to tell you what's true, no matter who it hurts, even if it hurts us. Stay with us. We'll be right back."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show and our 52-hour live election broadcast that has begun. We're now in hour number 4 of that 52-hour broadcast. I just asked the guys in the booth, I said, what's on special right now? Because we have to fund this operation, folks. Basically, they said pretty much everything is on massive sales. Let me just run down some of these things here. Massive super sale fundraiser, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force, 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30% off Survival Shield X2, 30% off ProPure King Water Filters, 25% off Secret 12, 15% off all Moulin Labe apparel. So you get the idea. Pretty much everything on the site is on sale for the next 52 hours. We're pushing hard, folks. This is a very momentous time. Just as I said before we went to the break, the quest stands on the edge of a knife. And as we hobbits move along to try to throw this ring of power that has been forged by the Democrats, this one ring of crony capitalism, this massive web of corruption that is interwoven at the top, this kind of racketeering, corrupt organization that we've seen the federal government become under Hillary Clinton and her cronies, nothing epitomizes that more than what FBI Director Comey has done. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, but I want to focus now on, just briefly, why is it that InfoWars is ramping up exponentially? And why is it that the mainstream media has lost so much credibility? Well, we've seen this coming for a long time. You've known for a long time that they've been lying to you, that they're biased. You can see that. Anybody that watches this, that has access to the internet, that can see these people on a daily basis, catch the snippets of this, they understand that it was biased. But then we see the WikiLeaks leaks, the emails that have come out. These things, just in the last couple of days, Daily Caller points out WikiLeaks shows Washington Post writer asked the DNC for anti-Trump research. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank appears to have asked the Democrat National Committee to do the majority of the research for a negative column he wrote about Donald Trump in April of this year. Okay, so it's called The 10 Plagues of Donald Trump. So it's not enough that they want to be in the tank for the Democrats, in the tank for Hillary Clinton, but they actually go to them and ask them to give them talking points. Help me write my article. And, you know, when they do an interview with Hillary Clinton, they come back to Hillary Clinton and say, we'd like for you to review what we're going to say about you. Is it positive enough? Do you like the way that we quoted you in these quotes? Or do you want to rearrange those quotes? In which case, they're not really quotes, are they? So we understand what the game is. Here's another one. WikiLeaks, DNC and CNN, the Democrat National Committee and CNN, the Clinton News Network, colluded on questions for Trump and for Cruz. Newly released emails from WikiLeaks suggest the Democrat National Committee colluded with CNN in devising questions in April to be asked of then Republican primary candidate Donald Trump in an upcoming interview. They did this for Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer. Remember the guy who went on and he and Jimmy Kimmel laughed about Alex Jones and the pickle joke that Jimmy Kimmel did. And we pointed out, hey, you're trying to make her look good. We understand that Jimmy Kimmel's got a comedy show, folks. But you also understand the optics that are there. Even when people know that this is a put on, that it's a gag, it still makes a difference. It's just like Saturday Night Live. You think their antics on Saturday Night Live don't have an effect? Of course they do. Of course they do. They show cartoon versions of Donald Trump and also equally cartoon versions of Hillary Clinton. So earnest, so intelligent, so organized. And then Donald Trump is this slob as they portray him with Alec Baldwin. That has a big difference. It's a comedy show, but it makes a big difference. And so when Alex called him out on that on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they bring on Wolf Blitzer, and Wolf Blitzer, you know, plays with the pickles and stuff. But the Wolf Blitzer, he's the guy that's asking the DNC to write his questions for him. How pathetic is that? How pathetic is that? And then you got the guy who is CNBC's head of operations here. He's asking John Podesta, what should I ask Jeb Bush? See, that's the way that it goes. So whether it is other Republicans like Cruz or Jeb or Trump, or if it's a Democrat like Bernie Sanders, you see how the mainstream media has attached itself to Hillary Clinton against everyone else, even against a Bush, even against another one of the anointed inner clans. Okay, it's always for Hillary, always for Hillary. You have to understand that fix is in. You have to understand what level that fix is in. But let's take a look at some of the optimistic information that's coming out. And, of course, this is taken from the top of Drudge here. There's now a jump in the in Trump, jumps to the lead in Colorado. This is on Matt Drudge. Also, you know, this is not on Drudge, but I've been hearing from people reporting on this in the news, questioning the fact that Hillary spent so much time in Michigan. The fact that people in her campaign would say, if we can hold on to Michigan. Well, why would that be an if for them? See, Michigan has been solid Democrat for a very long time. Going back to the 1980s, it's been solid Democrat since then. They're about to lose it because the people in Michigan have been eviscerated by these so-called trade deals. They're not trade deals. They're traitor deals. These are traitors who have sold out our country, who have transferred these companies elsewhere, who have provided incentives for people to move elsewhere, disincentives for people to build a business here in America. They've done everything to disincentivize having a business here in America. You know, when I was, I can remember back in the early 90s, right after Bill Clinton got elected and Hillary was, as first lady, usurping the authority to try to take over our health care. And I can remember the arrogance of Hillary Clinton saying, when people pointed out to her, this is going to be an incredible burden on small businesses. It's going to cost jobs, just as Obamacare has done. Okay? And she was proposing something that was more radical than that. And her response to that was typical Hillary Clinton, typical arrogance. She said, I can't be bothered by every undercapitalized small business. No, she can't be bothered for the people who can't afford to pay her hundreds of thousands of dollars to make a speech. Hillary Clinton doesn't care about Main Street. As far as she's concerned, all of you small businesses, you're just undercapitalized. You can't afford to buy Hillary Clinton. You can't afford her to help you. She's going to go to Wall Street. She's going to go to the bankers for help because she doesn't want your help. You're undercapitalized. You don't deserve to have a life, a business, independence, financial independence. No, you don't deserve that. That made me furious. And I can remember going to meetings that were held by our Democrat Congressman, David Price, back in North Carolina, and he was pushing Hillary Clinton health care. And I remember getting up and speaking at some of those rallies. And one thing that really took me back was I said something about, okay, there's people who are in health care situations, and we need to try to focus on private charity, do other things like that to help them. And that was just one thing that I threw out. The minute I said charity, I got roundly hissed and booed by the crowd. That really kind of surprised me. I was surprised that people would be so openly contemptuous of the idea that we would help each other outside of the government. The government wouldn't hold a gun to your head and say, you're going to help your neighbor. That you would help your neighbor yourself. Or that there would be private entities that would rise up and do it. You know, when Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about democracy in America in the early days of the Republic, one of the things that he talked about was how everyone was helping each other with volunteer societies. He said it was absolutely amazing. And that's the way America was until we decided that it was the role of government, not the role of individuals, not the role of churches, not the role of communities, but the role of government at the highest level to help people. And that's how we get the kind of corruption that we have now, because they don't know who to help. They're corrupt. They don't know how to. They don't know the people that are the deserving poor. They don't have any way of knowing that like you do at the community level. And of course, they are using their power for other reasons. They're just using this idea of helping people as a beard for their power. But let's take a look at what's going on in North Carolina. As I pointed out, we've got Donald Trump there speaking right now. And we've got a couple of interesting things that I found from a site that I go to for local news still in North Carolina, Carolina Plot Hound. He just focuses on local news and the state. Here's one. Roy Cooper. Now, this is the guy who is running for governor, the Democrat who's running for governor. He was the attorney general. He was one who tried to shut down this grab against restrooms. We tried to tell everybody whether it's a private property or whether it's a church property or whether it's a public restroom. They're going to tell you how your restrooms are going to be organized, right? And the legislature, which is all Republican, and the governor, and they said, no, you're not going to dictate to us what our restrooms are going to be like. And Roy Cooper basically shut this whole thing down. And now he's been caught busing people in from out of state. I want to play this little clip here where they interview some of the people who have come in to help as campaign workers.
Volunteers from New York, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. shook hands and talked with Cooper before leaving to canvass in different areas throughout the city.
This is just such a critical election for North Carolina and our country, and I believe that there are many informed people here that just need to know where and when to vote.
It was really important to me to get back down here to help elect North Carolina Democrats up and down the ticket.
Patrick Toomey and his mom, Maureen Kelly, explain why they support Democrats like Cooper.
I think Roy Cooper really wants to just move this state forward and past sort of all the divisions that we've had under Governor McCrory.
On the HB2 thing, on voting rights, on so many issues.
Yeah, we need to have these other states like North Carolina. We need to have people from New York, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. come to us and explain to us how we should live. Tell us how to vote. Because, you see, there just aren't enough people in North Carolina who want to vote Democrat. And let me tell you something. This whole nonsense about North Carolina being in play is only in play if there's fraud involved, folks. Let me tell you a little bit of the brief history of North Carolina. After Reconstruction, after what the Republicans did with that, it was like the rest of the South, thoroughly Democrat. It would be, once you finish, just like it was in Florida when I was growing up in Florida, the real election was a Democrat primary. Nobody really ran as a Republican because of the bad taste that Reconstruction had left in people's mouth. And so in North Carolina, they had only had, I think, one Republican governor, maybe two, since Reconstruction. When Ronald Reagan came through, it changed things a little bit. They got a couple of Republican senators, but it would go on and off. There'd be a Republican, a Democrat. So it was kind of a purple state. Even Ronald Reagan couldn't overcome that for a while. And so it would go Republican, it would go Democrat. But the House and the state House, the state Senate were thoroughly Democrat. And of course, the state legislature does the gerrymandering where they set up the congressional district. So the congressional district, congressional districting was thoroughly Democrat as well. So the only chance that you had was occasionally get a Republican senator or a Republican Democrat until Obama. Remember that Obama won North Carolina in 2008, and then people saw what he did. And in 2010, they had a massive change in the state House, in the state Senate, and the state legislature. And that was the point at which the Republicans took over for the first time since Reconstruction. They took over state government at the legislature level. They also elected Republican governor and got Republicans in the Senate as well. But they still pretty much had a Republican congressional delegation until the next election. So once the House took over in 2010, once Republicans took over the House in 2010, they reversed the gerrymandering that had favored Democrats to favor them. And so pretty much Republicans have had the rule in North Carolina since Obama. So he did for Republicans in North Carolina what he did for gun ownership throughout this country. And so now they want to tell us that they're going to vote against, you know, even Romney beat Obama in 2012. But the mainstream press that lies through its teeth wants to tell you that things are in play now for the third term of Obama, which is what Hillary Clinton is. No, it's not. As a matter of fact, the article that had that clip in it says, after taking millions, this is a quote from Governor McCrory's office, and of course he's a Republican running against Attorney General Roy Cooper for governor. The Republican says after taking millions in contributions and support from out-of-state liberal groups, Roy Cooper is now turning to them to save his campaign after momentum has shifted towards Governor McCrory. They say our state needs a governor who is elected by North Carolinians, not liberal activists from Washington, D.C., New York, and Oregon. That's exactly right. Now, one other bit of news out of North Carolina. This is from the North Carolina GOP. And I thought this was interesting because I said the North Carolina GOP is going to present evidence in federal court of the NAACP and Democrat leaders using voter suppression. What is this about? This is a leader in Lee County Democrat Party calling on their supporters to bring weapons like baseball bats to polling sites. Where did we see this before? Remember, we had polling sites in Chicago where we had the new Black Panthers show up and intimidate people. You know, if you're going to show up and you're white, hey, you might be voting against Obama. So get out of here before I hit you with a baseball bat. And then, of course, Obama's attorney general says, nothing to see here. Eric Holder says, we're not going to prosecute that. No, that's nothing to worry about. So that's the kind of corruption that we've got at the top. That's what we're seeing from FBI Director Comey as well. This is Margaret Murchison, who is a leader in the Lee County Democrat Party, calling on supporters to bring weapons. This is an attempt to stop voter information from being distributed about veterans who are running for office, okay? So they don't want you to know that that veterans are running for office. You might want to vote for somebody because they're a military veteran, but no. Somebody shows up telling you about veterans who are running for office, run them off with a baseball bat. She says, we need enough volunteers at both sites and also on election day to uppercase, screaming, nip this in the bud, even if it means a baseball bat is necessary, she says. Okay? So there you go. See, when you tolerate the kind of corruption that we had with Attorney General Eric Holder letting the new Black Panthers run people off of polling sites with baseball bats, then it spreads to North Carolina. It's corruption. It's the rotting that begins at the head, right? The fish rots from the head down. That's what we've always seen. Now, let's take a look at some other metrics that are coming out, some other positive news that is coming out. We see, of course, Drudge was on top of this. He pointed out Democrats widened their lead over GOP in Florida early votes. This is from Politico. And they talk about how Florida Democrats increased their lead over Republicans in casting pre-election day ballots to nearly 33,000 as of Sunday morning. So this is Politico, which is thoroughly in the Hillary Clinton camp. So happy about the fact that they have a 33,000 vote of Republicans versus Democrats in terms of absentee ballots that have been mailed back in. But not so fast. Because let's take a look at this and let's look at the metrics involved here. And as Drudge has at the top of the Drudge Report, he points out that in Florida, let's do Florida first because he's got one about Florida. He's got another one about North Carolina. He says in Florida, Trump outperforms Romney by 130,000 in early votes. So think about this, okay? Here's the issue. Both in Florida and in North Carolina, when they turn in the ballots, the absentee ballots, that is always heavily Democrat. Mitt Romney went into Election Day with a deficit of 161,000 in absentee ballots. And the fact that the Democrats have about 33,000 edge on Trump is not good news, Politico. That means that Trump is outperforming Mitt Romney by about 130,000. And Mitt Romney even lost the state by 74,000. We'll be right back. Welcome back to our live 52-hour broadcast, election coverage. I'm David Knight. I'll be here the rest of this hour and the next hour. Then we'll be joined by Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group. Following them, I think we'll have Rob Dew, also having as a guest Stefan Molyneux, who was on earlier with Alex Jones, but he'll be back for more in-depth coverage with Rob Dew. And we'll have the entire staff coming through here for the next 52 hours. Very important time that we're facing here as a country. That's why we're covering this live. As I was saying just before we went to break, we look at the top of Drudge and we look at these metrics coming out of Florida and North Carolina. And as I said before, North Carolina, it didn't turn red because of Reagan. He moved them in that direction, but it was Obama who turned North Carolina red. North Carolina voted for Obama in 2008, but they voted for Romney in 2012. And now we see that Donald Trump is outperforming Romney, who won in North Carolina. Now, we look at the absentee ballots that come in. They're not going to give us results as to how people voted, but they're simply looking at this point as to how many Democrat ballots have been returned, how many Republican ballots have been returned. And they're looking at that in North Carolina and in Florida. So here's the situation. At this point, 4 years ago, Romney was down by 447,000. So there's 447,000 more Democrat ballots than Republican ballots. And understand, the Democrats do far more mail-in of ballots, whether that's their real ballots or whether that's just the way the Democrat machine works. But they do far more mail-in ballots. The Republicans tend to go in and vote on Election Day. So at this point, 4 years ago, Romney was down by 447,000, but he still won by 97,000. He still won North Carolina, even though he started out before Election Day down by nearly 450,000, he won by 100,000 on Election Day. Trump now is only down 305,000. In other words, he's outperforming where Romney was 4 years ago by 142,000. And Romney won 4 years ago by 100,000. So far, Trump is doing better. And that's what we've seen everywhere. We've seen that we've had record turnout following Donald Trump. That's the fundamental flaw with all of these analyses that are being done by people like Nate Silver with 538. So this is the way that they're missing this metric. They don't have any way to measure enthusiasm. They ought to take a look at the number of small contributions made to Donald Trump. They ought to take a look at the number of people who have registered for the first time, the number of people who have switched their registration from Democrat to Republican in Democrat states. They ought to look at the crowd sizes, but they ignore everything, including social media, and they focus simply on their own internal polls. And I have to say, when we look at every single metric, even silly ones like the number of Halloween masks or which standee does the monkey kiss. You know, does a standee in China, you know, the Chinese monkey that kisses Donald Trump or kisses Hillary Clinton. Well, you know, why wouldn't that be as important a metric as the phony media that gives Hillary Clinton a big hug and a kiss? I mean, the Chinese monkey is every bit as valid as the mainstream media, quite frankly. But when we look at what's going on in Florida, again, Romney was down 161,000 at this point with mail-in ballots, Democrat versus Republican. He went on to lose by 74,000 Florida last time. Trump now is down by just 33,000. Not 161,000, but just 33,000. In other words, he's outperforming Romney by 130,000. And remember, the difference between the two last time was 74,000. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. And I want to talk about Janet Reno, the butcher of Waco. And I want to talk about what her life says to people like James Comey, FBI director. You know, she was head of the Justice Department, but now she is going to be facing justice, eternal justice. It's appointed to man wants to die and then face the judgment. And people who want to rig this election need to understand there's going to be a reckoning. If it's not in this life, it'll eventually be there. We'll be right back.